All right, welcome everyone. So I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. It is 5:03 p.m. And I'm going to quickly review the agenda. And the meeting's being audio recorded, my little thing that I almost always forget. So the agenda, we've got a 5:05 appointment with the Highway Superintendent. Hi, Tyson.
Hello.
Might be a little bit later than 5:05, but it'll be close.
That's okay.
We have an appointment, an official appointment at 7:15 with Hilltown Youth Performing Arts, and then we've got some minutes, public comment, and a bunch of other business to do today. We've got a sad resignation. I hate resignations. Oh, unless it was
remember
my,
that.
Say, unless it was my.
I was like, wait, no, you said you didn't like them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. And that's for our office assistant, Nancy. We have Sawyer Hall, rental proposal. We're going to talk about the town nurse's position, facilities report, Wood Bank, town coordinator transition update. Hi, Mia. And winter meeting schedule. We've got some mail, and I'm sure some other things will sneak into there. What else you got, women over there at the table? Hilma and Mia, anything to add?
Yes. Mia and I have a couple of different announcements.
Okay.
Mia's announcement needs to occur during the highway session.
Okay.
And then also, if you folks would appoint whoever is going to be the signatory for the FERCOG bidding contracts for FY27.
Okay. Anything else, Will?
No.
Alisa?
I'm good, thanks.
And me? I think I'm good. All right, well, I'm only half good. The other is I am going to sneak something in because there's a lot of people here right now. So I guess I'll sneak in the something else that we're doing. I guess. So, the something else is to say thank you to Hilma. You don't think all these people just came to listen to me? So, I have to say thank you to the elves. Since it's Christmas time, the elves that came and brought us some goodies over there. Thank you. And there's also something else I think special. Where's the main elf? There she goes. So this something special is a gift, Hilma, from all of the appreciative heathens in town. And there's, like I said, a primary elf who was hard at work. And I didn't know about it in the beginning. I find it hard to believe because I usually find out about things, but I did not know about this right
now.
So first, I'll let her bring it to you. You can open it up. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Take care when open.
I thought I was getting all the pickleballs.
Take care when opening it. Yes! Tell them what you have when you open it
what
up.
What do you want?
From Josh Simpson.
You have your own Josh Simpson planet.
Your own glass planet.
Don't drop it.
I know, that's why I said take care. Take care when opening it up.
Oh,
look at that, everyone.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Beautiful.
Very
nice.
Wow.
It is
it's
beautiful.
Yay. Good job, elves. Good job, elves. That's wonderful. So when you look at that,
yeah.
You can think about us and think about how much you miss us and how much you want to get involved in something else.
I was thinking I could name each of the little coral bumps or whatever they are, like, you know, one of, oh, that looks like Robin.
Probably a little brown one. That's good. That's really, that's great. That's great. And I was going to give folks just an opportunity, those who want it, to be able to say something. Hopefully it doesn't make you cry or anything like that. It might make me cry.
Well, I know it's going
to make me cry. It'll definitely make Elisa cry. That's true.
That's what I do.
But I just want you to know, because I've said it a million times to a million people, I think, by now. I am going to really, really, really miss you in the position that you hold. Nothing against Mia coming in, because I'm very excited for Mia. But for the years that I've been doing this, this being my 10th, for a good chunk of those, you've been my support. You've been the person who reminds me things all the time, the person who sends me everything I possibly ask for. You've never, ever failed me to come through. And it's really important to me. As a business owner, I am very appreciative of the people who support me in my business. And doing what I do for the town, I couldn't do it without the support of someone in that chair. And you've just been so important to me. It makes it much easier for me to do what I do if I have somebody behind the scenes helping me. So for everyone who has ever thanked me for what I do, and even to those of you who have been mad at me for what I do, you know, Hilma has been the person who really helps me get to that position. So I'm excited for the future, Mia, to see how we work together. And I'm very sad that you're not going to be there for me, Hilma, as you know. For me, the way I will make it work is I'll bother you all the time.
Didn't you know she's changing her number?
No, I don't care. Because when you're neighbors, you don't have to have a phone number. You know?
That's true.
Next door neighbors, right.
That's true.
So I'm excited for you, though. I'm jealous of you. Because there's a part of me that looks forward to the day when I'm not going to work every day real early and doing everything that I do. And I am hopeful that after you take some time for yourself that you get back involved on some level, because I think you're a value to the town, very much so. And I know that if you're still in town and you're sitting there, you'll get bored and you'll miss us and you'll show up and want to do something. And it will mean a lot to us when you do make that decision to come back on some level. And you're not getting away that easy. So that's my note to you. I love you, and I wish you the best. All right, Will, follow that.
Say is when I was elected a year and a half ago, you said, well, I'm not leaving. You said to me, I'm not leaving until you know something about the job you're in. Well, I got news for you.
He doesn't know anything. You don't know anything.
I'm a slow learner. And it's nice to know that I don't live much further away from you. But I want to thank you and tell you how much I've loved working with you. And we're just going to continue to do that somehow. So, there you go.
Good job, Will.
Nice. So it's really fun to just be able to pause the meeting and just take this moment and so we can be reflective of beginning the process of showing how much we appreciate you and the three decades that you have spent taking care of this town in ways that I'm unaware. And I just remember how kind and patient you were with me when I would come into your office when I was first voted in, and I'd have my hat, and I'd be like, okay, what does this mean? And you walked it through me like I was a three-year-old and I didn't know nothing, and so you were just so tolerant and patient, and I'm so grateful to you helping me build my confidence. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm familiar with the fact that I don't know what I'm doing. It's more comfortable now. So I'm just not sure how I'll not be calling you all the time saying, okay, you got to explain this to me. So I think we're all going to do that. And it's just been an absolute pleasure to work with you and learn from you, and the history that you hold in this town is so special to me, and it means a great deal. So
I love you as well.
You've been wonderful. And I do wish you the best on your next adventure.
Anybody else? Feel free if you want, then no pressure.
And I have something else to add if no one else wants to.
I think it would be a good idea to install a really comfy chair out here. Next time I can come and sit and stone or whatever. And whenever anyone has questions,
be there. It's perfect.
And relax and just be the font of knowledge that you've always been.
If you do that, there should be a jar where the person has to put a dollar.
Good advice.
It's kind of like the Lucy, you know, peanuts, the Lucy thing.
Right.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I love that.
Well, you have the editors in the
audience. That's right. It's a spectacular idea. Dear Helma. I can think of them already. I'm going to start writing one as soon as I get home. That's really funny.
Because it's not really just 32 years.
No.
Why do you know I just have
It's 70 years of my life, basically. 70 years of my life.
Right.
Plus my, to a certain degree, my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents.
Wow. So, you know almost everything, and I always go to you, but the real quarter was when I had to go to Helma to find out how to how the lady's aide cooks their ham. She knew it. She was
out.
So you're
kind of broad. So get that recipe, Mia.
I know I'm going to be calling her. Wait until you're that. No, I've known you for a week and a half.
That's a secret.
Long and slow. You use your hands.
Yes.
And you smear mustard all over it, and then you pat brown sugar all over it, and you bake it long and slow, low
and
temperature.
No cutlery.
Remember that, babe. Everybody got that?
All right.
And wash your hands.
I was thinking someone should bring some into a meeting. So.
I'm serious.
Yes.
I just
want
to say, yes, your knowledge goes back a long, long way. Your know-how is really historic. And yet, you haven't been someone to cling to the past. You really have moved forward with the town and helped the town move forward. And that's been hugely valuable. And I have enormous respect for how you have educated yourself about government, about every aspect of government. It's not just, you didn't just pick it up, you studied it. And it's been hugely valuable.
Really nice words. I like that.
I really appreciate it. How professional you were always and respectful, even in the tensest situations. And you kept your head all the time, and some of us were.
Yeah, we went through some exciting times, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah. Well, I thank everybody for coming and being here with us. What?
One more little thing.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that the refreshments are here for you to enjoy. They are in Helma's honor, as well as Nancy Thane.
Yes.
Honor as well. who is our town coordinator assistant, who will be stepping down at the end of this month as well. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you.
As long as we accept her
resignation. As long as we accept the resignation
on the agenda.
Right?
Yes.
But I just wanted to thank you for your steady presence in the office and for all that you've done to support the work and be by Hilma's side to just keep her going and being the best that she does. And I know that it's been a tremendous help. So thank you very much. And you both had a little plant on the table to take home with you just as a small token of thank you so much.
And feel free to let us know what your next role will be.
Yes.
We'll send the list.
Yes.
That's going to say, we'll send the list. We have plenty.
So
we have plenty of options.
The snacks are available. Feel free to get up and help yourselves throughout the meeting. In the honor of these two amazing women.
Eat and drink. She's got some cider over there.
Cider and some water and
cider
and
fruit
and cheese and crackers and chocolates and nuts and woo!
All right, thank you all. All right, we got to get to the work now. To the work. Eat your snacks.
That's
nice. Tyson, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad, thanks.
Kind of hard to follow that, huh?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Tyson. So, welcome. You were going to be with us one other time, but we got canceled. Because the roads.
Snow.
Because we had snow. And you were on the roads. So, how's it going?
I think it's going good. We had a hiccup there with the storm that wasn't predicted. That got a little messy, but we took care of it.
Yeah.
Mm. That one was way far out of prediction, and they're changing. But the crew's solid. The equipment's good.
You've had a handful of storms now that. Nothing huge, but
nothing
good,
huge,
good.
Really, but.
But they've had to bring everybody in. And you haven't had issues because you've got the three of you, and then you're bringing in.
Jason Clark.
Jason 3.0.
Goodness.
Unbelievable. Jason.
I know. What I tried last year, early on, because being the new superintendent, I wanted to save money and really watch the budget and stuff. So what we were doing is calling Jason in with a 550 with the Dodge at the time on the bigger storms. And what I found is I wasn't saving any money at all. What I was doing is paying more overtime for our guys and things are taking longer.
Yep.
So this year I approached Clarkie late summer, I want to say, and I asked him if he was going to work for Berkshire East again this year, and he said, well, thinking of it, I said, well, what if I had you in when we are out plowing? I'm going to call you in every storm. And he agreed to it. He did not take a job at Berkshire East. He is dependent on me calling him in for every storm. Which, what that does is even if the storm is maybe not so big on his way to his roads, on his route, because that truck has its own route, he cleans up our intersections for us, which saves a lot of time. The guys that are on the pavement. And it seems to be working out. And everything, every truck has a route, they have roads. And he's, with his truck out, it's easy enough for us to say, hey, this just came up, I just got a text, hey, can you run over and do this? Can you grab this for us? And he's real fluid on that while still getting his stuff done. So it's actually, even on these nuisance storms, cut our time down. For being able to do that. So it's been a big help.
So you have one, so Jason 2.0 is brand new to plowing.
He is.
And seems like he's doing a really good job.
He's doing a great job.
For someone who's brand new to plowing in Heath.
He is.
On some of the roads he has, which are very challenging.
He is.
Seems like he's, from how I see it, seems like he got comfortable pretty quickly.
He did. Well, with the thing, I explained to him the importance of that. I think it was close
slow
to
and
the,
steady.
Close to the same conversation you and myself had when you gave me my interview and when you hired me about the importance of the roads and these roads. And I asked him, after the first storm, this is what time we usually start. If you think we need to start a half hour earlier, an hour earlier, to make sure you can get your roads done properly, then we can do that.
Yeah.
But he thought that he was fine with it, but he cares. He's
yeah,
got the same
I can tell from the
that
work.
We do
yeah.
with his work.
Yeah.
It's still when he gets kind of upset that, oh, it shouldn't have taken me that long. So that's fine. He did, nobody got hurt. He didn't get any equipment.
Right.
And the job got done. So
right.
he's attentive to that, I think.
Yeah, I think it's important. And I think that, to go along with what you said, just because plow routes in the past, and I'm talking about 10 years or 15 years or whatever, just because plow routes were done at X amount of time back then does not necessarily mean that that's the perfect time to
Definitely
finish
not.
A route.
Definitely
you know,
not.
Sometimes, you know, everybody plows differently. I'm not going to say one is good or one bad, whatever, but they're slow and steady. Slow and steady
exactly.
wins the race.
Yes. And he's learning more about the town. And
yeah.
This other storm, and I told him, because I got four different weather forecasts I look at now. I said, this storm's not going to dump a lot of snow. You're going to be looking at 8 inches, which is nothing.
Right, right.
But it's going to be multi-day. He just kind of looked at me funny. Like, well, we got 40 to 60 mile an hour winds coming up. And if you haven't seen drift, you will.
Mm-hmm.
You will up here. So we fought that for a couple of days, actually, and treated those. But it is what it is. It's... The nuisance storms take the same amount of product to clean up the roads properly than a 3-foot storm. It's just the way it works.
Yeah. I didn't take a chance to look at your budget. How's your budget going?
I think it's going fine.
Okay. No concerns right yet?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And maintenance, we put in, I did put four new tires on the back of the dump truck, but they're... One reason I did it is we have summer tires for spares on the dump truck, but we didn't have any studded snows for spares at all. So I purchased four new tires for Jason's truck and two new rims, which allowed me to have two spares that will fit either of the trucks. So.
Okay. I asked, I sent out an email to you and Helma asking for two things. One was an update for us, which came out on the salt shed finances.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a Chapter 90 update on the balance.
Yep. If you would like, I can give you the Chapter 90 update first, because I think that will be easier.
Okay.
In Chapter 90 right now, what I did, after we got our last distribution for the fiscal year last year of the $488,000, that left us $1,059,187.23. Out of that, I did put a hold on, or put in for a project on Chapter 90 for $220,000.
And what's that for?
That was for a salt shed project and little odds and ends for the salt shed.
Okay. That's $220,000 to come out of the $1 million that you just said? Okay.
And that left us $839,187.23 is where we're standing right now on that.
Okay. Great.
But if you wanted to go further with that plan, that's going to allow me to do, I'm going to be putting some roads in before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, let's play out a next couple, you know, let's talk about that during budget.
Yep.
So we can see how.
But I've got to get, the thing is one I've got to wait on, but I'm having them redo it. They're going to come up and give me a requote.
Okay.
Because I got to do it different to get more stuff done.
Yeah.
But I got to get it in the books
in the
while it's still
yeah.
on this bid, so I know
yeah.
what it's going to cost.
Okay. Good.
The way we're good at now, with everything, not everything has come through, and not everything is a solid number. Like we got Paul Merritt, that's a roughly.
So now are we over on the salt shed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a roughly 15,000, give or take. The block wall, the retaining wall. Don't know what that's going to be for trucking costs, but we've got that down. Even estimating high, it's going to be $212,030. Out of the $220,000, that's going to leave $7,970. But there's a $60,000 underrun on the salt shed design that was put in for the salt shed project, but we've got $60,000 left of that that wasn't expended on that.
Yep.
So if you put that in, then that'll be, you know, the $60,000 plus the $8,000, so approximately $68,000 left to do total completion of the salt shed.
So do you have the same chart that we have that Helma sent?
Where did you post that? This?
Yeah. So just, do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. So if we look at the total cost to date, the 238, mm-hmm. right? Cost to come, 52?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's following, that's driving with what you yep. just, okay. So,
and you,
yeah. Available funds. Okay. And then, so, what was the 208 that you were talking about? Or the 2 whatever you were just talking about?
225?
Of the 220, you said 200.
That's what I put in, because I had to put in a request for this, for funding. And then yep. that was, I had to put the project in.
Okay, so that was the original.
That was the
okay.
original.
All right, yeah. Okay.
And there's little stuff, I think she did put it on there. Yeah, like the $31.99 kilobells. That went into, I added that in with the salt shed that was for a new generator because our generator quit out.
Yep.
That's a small portable.
So the 15 for the electrical, that's for the initial what needs to get done right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
He said that was rough. That was a rough.
Yeah. Yep.
Close, but.
Okay. One of the things that I've been thinking about, and I want to look at this a little bit more in depth because I didn't have a chance to look at it really since it came in. I just want to float this out there and think about it. So. When we designed that salt shed, this was before you, Tyson, there was a lot of talk back and forth about the height of the structure
yep.
and a lot of concern by multiple people that the structure wouldn't be tall enough, you wouldn't be able to dump in it, you wouldn't this, you wouldn't that, and no matter how many times we said it'll be tall enough, everyone, no. Well, it's tall enough.
Oh, it's tall enough.
Exactly. So I, for the longevity of it and the product that's inside, I've been thinking about the possibility of doing a little bit of an alteration,
okay.
talking to Iron Horse, and asking them about, and I know this is a conversation that has to be had with them because they designed it as far as they engineered the actual structure.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about the value of putting in a member that comes down on the front face to actually close it off, coming down X amount, and possibly even closing it in on the sides a little bit. Definitely coming down. And I'm wondering, what I'd like to hear from you is how much taller the shed is than when a truck is in there dumping.
Depends on the truck, because they send different trailers.
So of the tallest, if you could, and I don't need the answer now, if you could just think about that, we could talk about it offline, but I'd kind of like to know, because I think there's some value if it works, and it seems like we have the funding for it. I think there'd be some value in dropping down, having a piece that comes down and close that in a little bit so there isn't as much weather that comes in if it's not needed, right? So we all talked about that whole arch thing. You only have X amount of height in the center,
yeah,
and then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. But there has to be some happy medium of which we could put a cross member and they could close it in.
We actually thought about putting something on there that totally closes it off for the summer, because we're going to have product left. We're not going to be able to use that.
And that's something we can talk.
Storage. We could park a piece of some equipment in there, undercover out of the rain, but we're not going to be in and out of there getting product
all the time. So I think it's, if you could start looking at that height issue or question, not issue, because it's not an issue. And then we could reach out to Iron Horse and just kind of bounce up some awesome ideas and what is allowable based on the structure that was provided.
Yeah.
And then see if we can, you know, what we have for options.
I can tell you that when we went and looked at structures, we looked at one in Montague, and you see the one down on Route 2 and Shelburne. And those have closed off. They have a little thing you actually drive in that's sufficient height. But
yeah.
It's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and so it was something that was discussed back then. But like I said, I don't know how many times I heard, oh, it's not going to be tall enough. Oh, it's not going to be tall enough. I knew it was going to be tall enough. Not like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Built buildings for how long? But whatever. So, but it's great because there's no issues, right? It works well. It's perfect for the spot.
It's a great salt shed.
It's a great product.
What's surprising about it is even with the heavy winds that we had, we didn't get a lot of snow blowing into that.
Right.
At all.
And there are some limitations about how much you can close those off based on the structural design because of the way that the air comes into them.
But some of the doors, even though we close it off, they could put their vents in like they're in the back
side.
They're just soft vents. So I wouldn't see a problem with it. But yeah, I would definitely reach out to the Amherst and see what they can give us.
And maybe just get a couple different options, quotes. We can talk about it. Are you good with that, Will and Elisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you say we've got the funds that we can.
Well, I think. I just want to go through that again.
Seems like we do.
I've got it planned pretty good without. I explained my plan to Hilma as in not. We'll still have a decent amount in Chapter 90, even with doing the roads, the couple roads that I want to get done in a certain way to make people a little more happy and smooth stuff out a little bit. We'll still have plenty of money in there as a coffer because I don't know what's coming down the road, so I'm not going to spend it down in the hill. But for the, if you look at the cost of the shed and how minimal the door system would be or closing it off, I don't really think it's that exorbitant.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think overall the project came in really well. We got a lot accomplished under this, and I mean, it. And we did it without having to reach out to the taxpayers for money. So that's a big thing. That's a huge step for the town that has allowed us to then focus on, you know, other up and coming projects, because it didn't put a dent. You know, we're not paying for that out of taxpayer money with a note. So that's good.
Right.
It's really good.
It's very good.
So yeah.
It's just so I understand that the purpose of trying to add some sort of closure would be to help maintain and protect the material that's inside. Will it do anything to help with the longevity of the structure?
Yeah,
the first place,
yes,
or is it all about protecting material?
No,
you're not going to have the buffering
too.
Or the stretch, because the wind buffering going in and just hitting that wall.
Okay, so it'll help keep wind out of there, although we need some airflow is what I'm hearing.
You need
but
the
it
airflow
be,
for it, but that wind coming through that huge opening, it's going to buffer against the back wall and the side walls.
Right.
So you're going to get a stretch issue on the tower.
Okay, so I just wanted to be clear about what it is that we are trying to obtain by adding, potentially adding, some closure to it.
It's longevity, and, you know,
if
we get a lot of rain, and wind-driven rain, it's going to blow in there, and it's going to affect the product that we have. I'm planning on having product left in that shed for a couple different reasons. We don't have product set to go up next year. It's a very decent cost this year. So if I can make sure I have a really good start next year on the product, because I don't have to empty the shed. That's going to save us money there and on that.
And you, I'm sorry.
Also, because it's a situation where you can buy cheap early in the season and I can stockpile.
It depends. There's usually a salt shortage, and depending on how that hits this year, don't know. It's going to drive prices up. They've already told me next year. I've already been working on my budget for next year and just getting some information on how much stuff's going to go up, and that's one thing that's going to go up. So the more I can have it, the prices I know this year that are really decent. In that shed for a start, I won't be so hard hit next year.
Great. So we'll keep talking about this, okay?
Sure.
That's great. Thank you for the numbers, too. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Hilma, for getting that out.
Yeah, that was interesting to see the spreadsheet.
Happy to see
how the numbers are coming out.
Let's see. So winter... what else you got?
Yeah.
Oh, you,
oh, that's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know I had that too. But go ahead.
I got a lovely phone call in my only 2.25 hours of time that I've been here and Helen hasn't been. where I happen to be answering the phone. And it was from Greg Road about the highway department.
Yeah.
And he first said that more people need to call with really good news and compliments than they currently do. So he wanted to give the highway department a huge kudos. He called you guys unsung heroes. He said that coming from the perspective of a first responder in Heath and from him running his business out of Heath, he said that he, so far this year, has not had one issue. He said the roads have been immaculate and that he really just wanted to make sure everybody knew, and that I announced it at the select board meeting, that you guys are doing a great job, and wanted to give you guys all of that kudos that you deserve.
Very nice.
That's great.
That's good.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Well, you locked out. You got a happy call.
I know.
Don't get used to it.
Because trust us, that will be the unhappy call.
Yeah,
no, it's
that's
good.
Great.
You get the happy calls. That's great.
We can make everybody happy. I have had a talk with a few people in town that want stuff changed up, and I tried to explain to them, you know, somebody has to be last just as somebody is first on the plow room. You can't, not everybody can be first. And that's the major thing I think people are looking
at.
Well,
yeah.
We wait until, I can't. Because strategically, that's how I built these plow rooms. They are strategic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have a truck with the plow up in the air going to the opposite end of town to start over there to run back because of operational need.
Right. And we have to recognize we have buses that
exactly.
travel early in the morning. And
which I would imagine your routes are geared towards making sure
those
routes are
done,
cleared first.
That's
yeah.
the only
it's
time
tough.
I allow the guys to jump around. Because I don't like guys running back and forth. Do this area first, exception this week. And this weekend coming up, you're going to hear some complaints from people with this storm, this rain. I can't pre-treat when I've got an inch of rain coming. And it's going to refreeze overnight. It's going to be a possible quick flash freeze with a lot of wind. They're going to be slick for a while. There's nothing I can do. I'm going to put a salt sand mix down so the salt will hopefully give them some grip. I hope it doesn't totally wash away, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's
stay home,
weird.
Or if you can, and if you can't, drive slow.
Exactly.
That's my little thing. Drive slow. Slow down. I know. Stay home is the best, huh? I know. It's
but
great.
I urge you folks as well, feel free to send me a text. I live in Coleraine. I don't live up here. I did put a camera that I can dial into and look at the front of my building, but it doesn't right now. I'm not set up to get temperature from that, or what I don't see on the camera might be very important. Feel free if you think it's bad. Okay, now I'll call the guys out, but I can't call the guys out for everything. This little storm we had last weekend, 1/4 inch, I did drive up here Sunday morning. You could see lines through the snow. Getting plenty of grip because we did pre-treat. We had plenty of product down. Wasn't going to call it out for that. knowing we were getting snow overnight possibly, and we had to be there at 4 in the morning for the school buses, so I just helped.
How much snowfall will trigger a plow event?
Not about snowfall.
Okay, tell me, what is it about?
We do have a minimum, though.
Yeah, it's about, the minimum is 2, but if the snow, I can have a wet, heavy snow that comes down. Once I get an inch of that, if I don't get it off the road, it's going to freeze and I'm not going to be able to.
Understood. Yeah, because that's really,
that wet storm we got caught badly on, I didn't think it was going to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was only supposed to be basically a dusting. But the road was still warm. The blacktop is still warm. So that dusting came down, it melted, and then flash froze and everything turned to ice. I should have caught it. If I had thought about, well, the road's out, going to be warmer than anything else for a while, I didn't get it.
Well,
Dusting.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Going forward, I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right.
But there's going to be times that I miss it.
Is that scenario, is that something that you would pre-treat for, right? And it wouldn't happen? Okay. Just curious.
In theory, but like this storm coming up, pre-treating, we're going to get some snow afterwards, but I'm going to pre-treat. I'm going to throw $1,000 worth of product down on the ground. Thousands of dollars worth of product on the ground. The rain's going to come, wash it all away, and then it's going to freeze. So I can't. That's that fine line.
Yeah.
And that's what I play games with. I'm constantly, we're watching the timing of the storms.
I think so. It's a little bit trial and error, too, as you
it
can
is.
Figure out.
Totally.
One half of town could be colder than the other half, road-wise, and, it's just
The pre-treatment I bought this year was 5 cents a gallon more than we've been using. But this has more, it's got molasses in it. It's got more molasses.
I smelled that when I was talking.
And what it does is it allows you to use
the
less
deer, love
salt.
It.
You use less product because it stays on the ground.
Really? So the molasses is just there for stick factor?
No. You add organics, which is better. It actually. Supposedly, I'm not a scientist, so I couldn't tell you, but it supposedly doesn't allow the salt itself to adhere to the pavement, so you're not getting as much erosion with this product either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a product that's bad, and it's lessening the bad impact of the bad on the environment.
Makes the salt shed smell good.
It does.
If no one's been in it, it smells really good in there.
I have an idea besides the camera, and this is not a very expensive way to go, is we have one of those little Accurite weather stations.
Yep.
It gives you wind speed, gives you relative humidity, gives you wind direction, gives you temperature, all that stuff. And I think it was like $100.
Can I dial into it from my house?
You can get one that will allow you to do that.
Because that's the big thing, is temperature.
Right. But temperature and wind. I mean,
wind is a big thing.
Yeah. Temperature and wind speed.
Yeah.
Because like this...
Up here now. Lately, for the last 3 years.
Yep.
A lot of wind.
Well, that's why I explained to Jason, the new Jason. He understood it when I told him. Because I told him, well, we got to come in at 4 in the morning again. Why? It's not supposed to do anything. I said, it just did. And this wind drift spots, you're going to cover the road, which is going to create ice.
Yeah.
School buses. So we have to be in here to make sure it's...
Mm-hmm.
He understands now. Now he knows his drift spots.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out punching snowbanks before this storm this weekend. Otherwise, the water pools up.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got a skating rink going across the river because the water has no place to go. So we'll be punching banks and clearing drains.
If you'd like, I can research weather stations.
Oh, that'd be great. Well,
yeah.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
I do, like I said, I do drive up here to do a road check before I finally jump to call anybody out.
It'd be cool to have weather stations in different parts of the town.
Actually,
that's how Weather Underground works. It actually gets people volunteer their stations, and you'll get readings using one in North.
I don't know if this guy had, he was supposed to go to you last year, and I told him not to bother, but he was going to skip over me. He sells these things. It's a company that sells these weather cameras, and supposedly it gives you data from different parts of town. Well, it's $4,000 a year per camera and you need Wi-Fi. That's what I told this guy to stop talking.
Yeah, right. You need to stop talking.
Because of our elevation changes and no Wi-Fi, number one.
Yeah. Right.
But that wasn't a one and done because we've got so many elevation changes. I've seen it rain down by Steve's house, and it's snowing to beat the band over an inch and a half to 3 inches an hour up north. So you just don't know.
But being you're up on a hill there, it's a pretty good... pretty good indicator of what the worst case is going to be. What you said.
Pretty much. Hey, that rear end of timing, you've got a little Alaska.
Yeah, that's early. It's a little Alaska, as my wife calls it.
It is.
I love the wind around, the around your shop.
That's my route. And a lot of times, you're driving up and it's not snowing, and then it's snowing like crazy, and you can't see for about a quarter mile, half a mile. And then it stops snowing again. It's just that band. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd be interested in that call.
Okay. All right. I'll find some.
But I do have a couple other call-ins. I mean, I've got one guy that works for a company in Greenfield. If he's not calling for them, that's one of my only CDL drivers. I do have another one. Again, where Jeff Johnston had said that he would come up and help us if he's not plowing in Shelburne, that he would be happy to be on a calling topper. Which I've seen plenty of times where the sun's been shining at my house, and by the time I get to Heath, I think I'm in Alaska myself. So that could be helpful. I brought on another call-in that's non-CDL from Colerain, if need be. But right now I have people I can depend on for every vehicle that's got a plow and a sander on.
Good.
I can throw anybody in my pickup with a plow, but then that's, I can't sand, so they'd have to go back to sand. But I think we're set up pretty good on that.
Good. And I think we saw a big improvement on Avery Brook Road. Seems like National Grid is doing a little bit better now.
They're getting better with the communication. After
somebody had a breakdown.
Yeah. This whole thing, I'm the last one between fire department and now highway superintendent that has ever scoffed at the idea of closing a road if I need to through traffic for safety. Not a problem. What I have heard, however, by a few people is why shall they be inconvenienced when there's four tree trucks and I've got the road close to one lane for 8 hours for 45 minutes of work. And if you don't think some of these people in town have time to watch to see how many hours those four trucks, tell them that. Mm-hmm. And that's so what do I do? That part's out of my hands. But I don't want to inconvenience the taxpayers or people
just have to
town.
Keep communicating with them. Give them the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just tell them that they're going to do what they're going to do.
I felt sorry for Lee. Lee was out there in negative temperature, standing outside directing traffic, and he said, those guys weren't up in that bucket for an hour.
He's told me, both Billy and I have been talking to Lee about...
He spends 4 or 5 times more time out of the truck than they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other day, I told him they shouldn't be up there anyway. We had 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Right, that one day.
Well, he said, oh, they're trying to fly the bucket, and the bucket's moving, and the tree's moving. It's like, you guys should pack up, get off my road, and go home.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. And we can't. They wanted to work on Avery Brook Road that day that the storm came to us. Absolutely not. Well, we'll move for your plow truck. I said, Dad, no. That's not, we're not doing it. We're just not doing it. But the communication, I think, is getting better.
How much more tree work do they have to do on
Avery? They've got two trees, supposedly, down on Avery Brook that they have to get Asplen to come in. Mm-hmm. Because Asplen has a 100-foot bucket. And they need to reach from the roadway because they can't get in there with their bucket.
I just got a schedule from them.
Oh, you did?
I say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I was going to say,
because it basically says Avery Brook Road completion target, December 2025. Taylor Brook Road completion target, January 2026.
Mm. That's the schedule you got?
For the forestry and vegetation management portion, yes.
That's very helpful.
And then for the overhead electrical construction, January 26th through August
26th. Wow.
Avery Brook completion target July 26th. East Main Street completion target July of 26th. And Taylor Brook Road completion July of 26th. Hmm. Schedule is subject to change. And I'll share this with you.
Oh,
because there's a lot there to take in.
There's a lot.
You might not have heard it all.
I'm going to have to release it with that, Robin. So
I figured.
If you could send that to me.
I'll send it to you.
I can spend some time.
I was going to put it in next week's mail.
I just reading it going, you got to be
just
kidding.
Just came in.
Who sent that to you?
My good friend that's been trying to call me, Bob Ide.
Yeah. I talked
Bob sent that out?
Mm-hmm. I talked to Bob at great length. He called me. And I talked to the guy from Stanley Tree, and I said, what I would like is a cut plan. Give me a cut plan.
Yeah.
Would you give me your cut plan? I said, let's set it up. You're doing this many trees. Okay, when's your truck coming in to pick up said trees?
That's what
I want. He said, oh, yeah, we can get that to you, no problem. Well, not crickets. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we asked for, and I'm still...
There
and
is no plan.
No, there's no plan. Absolutely.
There is no plan.
And the balance of cutting and then picking up.
That's what I want.
And shipping.
Yes.
That's not happening.
Barbara has
Barbara,
questions.
Oh, I can see her in my peripheral vision.
You got her?
Barbara, I do.
I just wanted to let you know that we were told, we as in the Gilberts and the Gordons, that the enormous piles of enormous trees that were left in our yards would be removed weeks ago, and it didn't happen, and John kept saying, oh yeah, I'm bringing a truck in next week, we'll be getting them next week. It didn't happen. Finally, Ken Gilbert contacted National Grid, talked to their supervisor, and was told, oh, everything's been collected, it's done. And he said, it is not done, and they basically said, prove it. So he took photographs of these enormous piles of huge refuse trees that have been left and sent it to them. And the next day, they came and took away a third of what's on our property, and they didn't even touch his. And they haven't been back since, and it's been almost a week.
The discussion I had with Stanley, that was like 2 days before the storm that was coming. He said, I know we were supposed to pick these up, but this landowner wants them, and this landowner wants those.
No.
He said, I don't care at this point. They're on the road. They have, we told them, that's not my issue. If you talk to a landowner and they want the trees, they need to remove them off the roadside. That's
And we have told them from the get-go, these need to leave. Mm-hmm. And
so I think they know the town's view on that. You can't leave it there. They've got to go.
Yeah.
I don't care. If this guy wants it, then he better be there to grab it, because we can't plow around that.
But they're basically feeding it up the chain that they've completed this when they haven't.
Exactly.
So
wondering about the pilots in front of your new place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they took they took about 25% of it, and they didn't touch. There's even more in front of the Gilberts that they haven't touched.
And there was a lot of
Gilberts wanted that or not.
There was a lot
no,
of
he
it.
Doesn't.
We
he took what he wanted, and he told them, get it out.
But it's beyond our back. I'm not wrecking a piece of equipment.
No.
These are huge. You need a crane to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they did send one for a part of one day. They took away a small amount, and the rest has continued to sit there. So I know that Ken Gilbert was contacting them again.
I will reach back out tomorrow morning.
And he did again today, but he never heard back. So
okay.
It might take a team effort to.
I'll reach back out.
And I know soon it'll be, if we have a ton of snow, it'll be, we can't get them until spring. It's like.
would this be an appropriate time to talk about the wood bank?
Yes, we can move that up, because I guess that's something that.
Thank you.
I didn't know anything about, but
it came up at
the
last meeting.
Yeah, we put it in the last meeting.
And Woodbank.
I knew there was talk.
Will was going to, I think, do some investigation.
Yes, and actually, the idea is, and this is sort of came out of the men's group that meets every Friday in the senior center,
You have a men's group that meets?
We do.
Yeah.
And women are allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have something Lyra organized because Lyra felt that men weren't buddies the way women are. So
you should
have a men's group.
You should come.
Sorry for changing the subject, but I was just a little surprised there.
So it's great. It's a blast.
You should come take minutes. I mean, we solve lots of problems.
You do?
We had a lot of laughs.
My dad goes. He loves it.
Really?
Her mom goes?
It's become quite popular. But anyway, one of the ideas, and I don't know, was it John Clark who suggested it?
I don't know.
But one of the people in the group said, there's one in Coleraine. Yeah. And what it is, essentially, is you split wood and you basically have a place where the wood is kept and it's for people who need heating assistance can go and get wood that's been prepared by this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Coleraine evidently has a model going. There is some concern about liability and how the town would handle this and where we do it. I subsequently talked to Nick, a fire chief who knows someone at DC who is an expert on wood banks, and I owe him a call to find out more about it and what he suggests, but it's evidently something that's being done.
When Coleraine started, they ended up, they had to have a fence. A fence was donated to put around it. It's open certain hours because the problem they had is people were going in, loading their pickup and bringing the stuff to Greenfield and selling it.
I was just going to ask, does it get abused?
That's how it gets abused.
Oh, it's not
quite
a fence.
I mean, I hate to think now the
it's
worst,
got,
but...
Now it's got chain-link fence around it, and it's open at certain times for people. It's sad when you have to go through
no,
that,
no,
but...
No, yes, but...
A few people have mentioned it to me when all the trees started. Me and Steve talked about it. They wanted to do it in our gravel bank. I said, well, it's not our gravel bank. That's Danik's property. He lets us... And then they, well, Steve's property. It's about the liability of having people coming on and taking care of wood that I'm not comfortable with. As far as highway involvement in it, we'll help. We don't mind if we've got some wood to move to bring it to a place like the wood bank. But with a small crew, we don't have the manpower to be processing it and get really involved in that. Nor can we really deliver it. Because that was the thing on the hill. They said, well, if we load the trees up in the dump truck, can you bring it to our property? Absolutely not, because I don't want to put a nice dump truck in somebody's septic tank.
But I think the point was is that a group of us would actually do the processing.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, some chainsaws, and we have wood splitters and all that sort of stuff. That's in the men's group. So I don't think the town would be involved in that part. It's just a place where to have it, and then how do we police it?
We've got a nice salt shed.
I have a question. Ed may have already discussed this. I apologize a little on Avery Brook Road. With all the wood on Avery Brook Road, is there already people finding out about bringing it to a spot that could be used eventually for this? In other words, thinking ahead, if you figure out from your wood guy, basically, that it's a good idea and this is how you do it, all this wood that's being cut right now would be a good start for this that people can't deal with on their lawns and stuff. So, if they ever get it together to pick that stuff up, the John, I think his name is one of the supervisors.
Yeah.
He said, oh yeah, we let them pick it up and they can take it where they want. We can suggest that they bring it somewhere, and that's about all, like, as far as they took it with him. So I was just thinking, if there was a nice spot to a laying yard kind of where it could go to get processed.
Well, I think that's kind of the $64,000 question. Is where that would
be. Because I know the guys, because they said the log truck that they had local, why it took so long, it could be just an excuse, but what I was told by Stan was the truck broke down. So they couldn't get that truck for that day where they promised us. So they got one local guy, I'm not sure who that was, and they pulled two trucks from out east somewhere. They didn't want to have to truck the material out way back. They said, if there's a place locally, we can just grab it, bring it, and drop it. But I had no place for them to be able to tell them where they could do it.
Would this
property
be?
Got the liability though.
And comes back to that magical liability that you've got to figure out,
and it has to be fenced in now and secured.
Pretty much, because people will abuse it. It's sad, but it's going to happen.
And I don't think there's any place within the transfer station.
No.
And that those.
Takes a lot of space, doesn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Takes a lot of space.
What about this little piece right over here near the entrance? Down below the sheds.
The little field area?
Is that little...
I think it has to be leveled.
Half an acre or something?
If we can use that to just drop, if you're looking at a place to just have them put some wood so you've got a good start on a bank, I don't have a problem. We'll clear it off, but... The thing is, if people see wood sitting there, who's to say they're not going to come up and try to cut their own with a chainsaw, cut the leg off, and shoot that?
Yeah.
I think you've got to find out.
There's a lot more details.
Yeah.
The idea of the help is great, but...
It's the germ of an idea, and it's going to take
some Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
No, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, nothing else.
Nothing is easy at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. More studying to come.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else that's highway department related? Anything? Everybody set? You?
Good? I'm set. I mean, if everybody's
okay.
set, I mean, I do.
I think
have,
so.
I should have made some more copies, but I do have one copy if you'd like our plow route.
Oh, yeah.
Each truck's plow route.
You sent that to us before.
Don't
we
have that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we have
it set up so you got that.
But if you have a copy,
that's
the same one you
that's
gave
the same
me,
set.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So you sent that out so they have it. Okay. Okay.
We have it.
Probably the other thing highway related, which if you're on the email list, that you got a notice about it today, that tomorrow,
The bridge. I know.
Yeah.
They're
pretty exciting.
Going to be rearranging.
Oh, it's definitely exciting. You've ever been over there bringing the plow out.
I'm not saying it.
So tomorrow they're going to be rearranging all the barriers and blocking off the south side, and we will travel on the new north side.
Yay!
How long will it take? You know. Is it going to take all day?
To move all the barriers?
It shouldn't take all day.
Well, I'm just wondering, how long is it going to be closed?
It didn't say that.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not going to be closed.
How are they
There's going to be moments where it's
No, they're going to have police officers there directing traffic.
Okay.
As needed.
It'll probably be, you know, they'll have the whole road blocked off while they move a thing and move their toy. But then it will be open and people can drive through. And I would say intermittent.
Okay.
I have a technical question, and that is, how are they? I mean, blacktopping in this cold weather. How are they managing to do? Maybe this week will be a little.
They already did it last year.
I don't know how they pulled it. When they told me they were blacktopping, because the blacktop plants are closed, and that's not a project that's big enough to think.
Oh, yeah, they get it. They get to have it.
Well, it's a big company.
Yeah.
Because I saw where they blacktopped the deck.
Lots of accelerant.
But I didn't know they'd actually done that.
It took them a while once they did the pour. They had the heat blankets out there.
Oh, I remember that.
That
was wild.
Yeah, that was.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyson.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Probably next meeting will be budget time.
Probably.
Unless you need to come in before that, but that'll probably be our next visit.
The only thing is that we could, I don't think that would have to be
open meeting where we could just discuss my plan for Black Cabin and what I'm planning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just keep us in the loop. Okay. Great. Sounds good. Thank you.
Make sure you have some snackies.
Thanks,
yeah, time.
All right. So, let's see. Okay. Review minutes, and then public comment, and then the other stuff. The other stuff. So, we're looking at the select board meeting minutes for Town of Keith. So this is December 9th, 2025. I was not here. What you got, Alisa?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You want to wait?
Yeah.
You want Will to go?
I messed up.
You want a table?
And it's so funny because I'm like, why am I looking at the minutes from November 19th? What happened to the 9th? And I couldn't find the 9th. I thought, oh, maybe they haven't come out yet. And I almost sent you an email saying, where are the minutes from the 9th?
We can table.
Well, probably because I sent them out. When did I send them?
Early.
Sunday.
I was looking.
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, I couldn't find them.
We can take them until the next time. It's no big deal.
So, I haven't read them.
All right, because there's only two of you, so let's table till the...
I apologize.
No need for that.
It's not April.
Let's table those till whatever that Monday is we're meeting. I don't have it in front of me.
29th.
It's 29th. Yes.
My apologies.
That's all right. No worries. No worries, no worries. Makes it a little bit easier. Okay, public comment. Did anybody have... Oh, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know you folks are paying attention to your personnel safety. You know, you're talking about the cameras outside and that. I just was wondering if it could become an agenda item so we could kind of follow it along.
Once we have the quotes, we will.
Okay, but it isn't just for that exterior. Bringing that the folks who do the exterior into the inside. It's about an alarm and locking the door. Is that part of?
We'll have that whole conversation at one time.
Okay.
Yes.
And but could it be an agenda item?
Yes.
Oh, thank.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
No, it will get talked about at a meeting with a number of different items that to be discussed. And Tim is actively working on getting those numbers for us.
I thought we were bringing in the folks.
He is.
Who?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So glad I didn't need to even like get that sentence out before you knew exactly what I was
only
talking about.
Only because I just had this, a handful of us had a little chat. Tim, Helma, Mia, and I, so.
Okay.
And security was a part of that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when Tim has some intel for us, we'll have a much larger conversation about it.
Do you think that's something that will go on the agenda for the 29th?
Well, I don't. We could ask our lovely ladies over there to follow up with
Tim.
Well, it. Yeah.
We can ask him to.
It's. I know Tim has contacted the company.
Mm-hmm.
And is waiting to talk to somebody in person to schedule a time that...
Very hard around the holidays.
Yes. It's going to be difficult.
Okay. A lot of weight in the construction.
What I was asking is, can it stay on the agenda week to week to week so that there'd be updates like the salt shed did? And we get updates on the salt shed? So you could...
The first update will be when Tim gives us that number.
Right, and then we'll stay on the agenda until it gets resolved. Don't think you understand what...
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Pat.
It's not going to drag out.
Okay. Thank you.
How's that?
I'm glad you said it, not me.
There's something that was discussed that... about security that will be discussed very soon by the full select board. About the door, all that hole, the entrance, all that kind of conversation. But yeah, anybody else for public comment? All right, thank you. Other business. Oh, there we go. Well, let's just skip the first one.
Let's just, yeah, let's table that one.
We'll table that for the next time we
say. It's you, Nancy. Okay. Oh, we're just going to table that part.
Yeah. I think that this resignation was in mail part one.
I believe it was.
Well,
see if I can find that.
So, Nancy is resigning as of December 23rd, 2025. Oh, my job is to ask somebody. I need a motion to accept this resignation, please, from one of you. As sad as it is.
I make a motion that we accept the resignation letter from Nancy Fain as our acting office assistant, dated December 7th, 2025, which would be effective of December 23rd,
25. I reluctantly, very reluctantly, second it.
Further discussion? Anybody?
Just with
thank you, Nancy.
Much gratitude for hanging in there. It's, that's not an easy job, but at least you got to do it with your best friend.
That would be a good reason why I did it.
That's yes. Right. Understood. Yep. Understood.
Well, and yes. If I may make a comment.
You may.
Thank you.
Of course.
Nancy has tackled some awful projects. And something like what she's finishing up now is going back through 20 years worth, because 20 years worth of minutes, select board meeting minutes, and it's 20 years only because that's the start of the electronic files. Mm-hmm. And as best as she is able, and we're able, we are seeing to it that there's a complete permanent record, meaning printed copy, which is what the state considers permanent record. We are, finding that there were many, many times that the minutes were never finally printed. And, you know, fortunately, nothing happened to the computers or the building didn't burn down, so we still have the electronic records. But yeah, it's just been quite a project.
That's great.
Thank you.
And she's done other things as well.
Yeah. Takes a lot of patience, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at all that history you get to go through.
Well, I have learned a lot.
There's got to be an article.
It's actually been very interesting.
That's
all the different things I've learned. And, yeah. How short
your meetings were 20
years ago.
Oh my God. That's what I'm aiming for.
I know, I'm sure you are.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And once they're printed, where are they kept? This is off topic.
Secret. It's very secret.
Right. It's top secret.
Fireproof file. Locked
in
file.
In the office. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, this is a very long discussion through this motion.
It's all right. I have to take a vote. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin,
with much gratitude.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, this is a position that we're going to have continued conversation with Mia after the New Year's as to whether we'll fill it for the rest of this fiscal year. If we'll put that off, we'll start that conversation in January. Okay. All right. That's that one. Sawyer Hall rental proposal.
Yes.
Folks, this too is in your mail part one. I think it was the first item, if I am correct. And Helma has met with this person. And you want to give us a summary of this proposal?
Yes, well, her proposal is basically saying that she would like to rent the second floor room that was where all the offices formerly were, in the big room. She would like to rent it as a private art studio. She is an established artist who currently has a studio in Provincetown. She has been around Provincetown, Cambridge, Boston area since she started her career. As you've been able to read, her proposal is basically she would like to start renting March 1st of 2026, and for the first 12 months, she's asking to pay $300 a month rent. That would increase in the second year to $500 a month rent. She is also willing to hold what she calls public events, and she gave some examples of like various art classes, workshops that she would hold for people of various ages. She has experience teaching anywhere from like elementary school students all the way up to octogenarians. She is, I would say, you know, accomplished and stable in her profession. She has a website that you can go to and look at her art. This year, she is in the process of transitioning, which is part of the reason why she does not want to start until March 1st. She also had just recently purchased a house in Heath, so this will become her residence as well. When I told her about like the Heath art show, she was very excited about that. I mean, she kind of asked, you know, what are there for other art galleries, exhibits, that kind of thing in the area. As is understandable, she really fell in love with that room on the second floor, because, particularly because of the roominess and the light.
Yeah. It's a great room.
Yes.
That's a great room.
Thoughts? Lisa?
So, I think this is a very exciting opportunity, not only for an artist, but a Heath resident, and for our community to really bring in more culture, especially in the town center. I do have some questions about her proposal, about wanting to share it with teachers who could bring in classes to the hall. Well, how would that work? Would they pay her some sort of fee, and that fee would be paid to the town in addition to the $300. I'm just wondering about the financial aspect of bringing teachers in for classes. With the classes that she's offering to host, I'm wondering that would be specifically for Heath people. What would be the maximum that she could host, as far as, you know, people that would come for each class, and if there are other, you know, residents from other towns
would they then pay a fee? You know, it's like the idea is that she's looking for a reduced rate so that she can provide a value to the town and to our residents. And if she's going to teach these classes, I think that's great for our taxpayers, that they would then be able to benefit from these classes. But if people from other towns wanted to participate, well, then I would expect them to pay some sort of fee for it.
Fee that would then
come to the town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be helping her to pay her rent, $300. It would be in addition to the $300 rent. Mm-hmm. It's always been my idea to get an artist in that space because I think it is so ideal for an artist, and that mm-hmm. brings culture into the center. And I think there are more grants available if we really establish that, you know, center town as a cultural benefit to the community. I like the idea of this type of tenant coming in. I'd like more specific information, if we were interested enough to pursue this, about how the mechanics would work. You know, if she was having other teachers come in, I would expect her to be there. I'm not giving out keys to a bunch of teachers that would be coming in, you know. She would need to be there. So those are just some of the finer aspects. But as far as the proposal in general, I'm intrigued and I'm interested in learning more.
So, Will, what do you think?
General, I like the idea. I think that Elise's points are well taken. But the idea, it's perfect space. It's got a beautiful view. It's very sunny. I can see why it'd be very attractive to an artist, to the natural light. And to see the building being used, I mean, you know, I'm all for it. I think we do have some details to work out, but I'm positive about it.
So I was going to suggest, I don't know how you feel about it, if you would be willing to contact her and ask some of the questions that you pose.
I'd
have a little bit
to.
Of a conversation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it feels like it's something we can move forward with or take another step with, maybe she comes into a meeting at some point, but
yeah.
I think that a good start, you know, I think it's nice just to have a conversation first.
I would be happy to. So I just want to get feedback from both you and Will that my questions make sense.
No, they make good sense.
Logical,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And are there additional
yeah.
kind of detailed questions that you might have that I could be asking her?
Yeah, because what you're saying is this, what, a teacher coming in to teach a class, whatever, it's not subletting. It's not
right.
something like that. That's you want to make sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
in our agreement, yeah, we can't allow, we wouldn't allow that.
No.
Right.
Right. So we do need a little clarity on that. But, and it doesn't seem like that, well, I think she said in here that's not something she's looking to do right off.
Right, bringing teachers in. Well, it also states that she's really not familiar with what we already have in our
right.
community.
What's gonna fly,
and if there's
what's
an interest,
right.
and
right.
you know, I'm not sure I really know either. Other than I'm really interested in those three classes she's willing to offer. I thought that would be really
she,
fun.
When
know?
I met with her, I mean, she was full of questions in terms of what's here, what's the mood of the people in Heath. Yeah, what's in the surrounding area, you know, all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I'm sure, I mean, I could give her a lot of information,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure there's other aspects that are yet to be discovered
mm-hmm.
by her.
Yeah.
I mean, the you know, when you, well, what other kind of artistry is there in this area? And it's like, how do you answer that? Sort of. I mean, you know,
we have quite a mix of artistry in this town.
We do.
Garden here.
Everything. Well,
sitting
right,
here.
Everything from weaving to glass blowing
to quilting to sewing.
Yeah.
To,
I mean, you know, I mentioned a lot, but still, it's like, well,
painters, right?
Painters, metal sculptors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much longer is Davenport here?
Oh, they're here for
They're here until 2027?
They're here till this bridge is done.
The road.
No, they're...
Because they're going to do this one, too?
Do it... Well, no. I don't know how they're doing it. But basically, it's the Mass DOT guys that are using the office. They come to this bridge.
And
they go to the road bridge. They're working on both.
Okay. And what are they paying?
$500.
Four.
Okay. Are they paying four?
I was going to say, I thought it was less. So they're paying four?
Four a month
for that little room.
Good. So. Barbara.
Listening to your ideas, Elisa, uh-huh. As someone who has leased studio space in two different locations, I think some of what you were talking about doesn't really fly in terms of, you know, if she does this, is that payment going to go to the town instead of to her? If she leases that space, it's her space to do her business as she chooses, as long as she's within the purview of the rules of using the building and her space, like the issues about who has access, who has keys, all of that makes sense. But in terms of her profits out of that space, for that to affect her rent makes no sense in terms of artists renting studio and teaching space. So if you feel as though the $300 a month is not enough for the space, mm-hmm. It's not enough for the space. You know, that's something to negotiate, but not based on what profits, future profits, she may take out of the space.
Well, I think I do agree with what you're saying, but in this proposal, she's proposing these three public events as part of her lease. You know,
so
saying,
she's basically saying in lieu of
yes,
paying more
rent.
Rent.
Uh-huh. Yes, I will offer three public events. She's being very specific about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but at least that's something concrete.
Correct.
Instead of
those
saying,
three we could deal with.
Right.
We could have rule, you know,
exactly
discussion about.
That.
But other than that, you can't.
No, it right, just, right. It wouldn't.
Because she's actually
it
saying
fly.
It in two places. 1 year at $300 a month with the three public events, and then the second year at $500
increase,
and then
rent.
No public events. So it's
yeah.
A specific
right, cause it, right.
So that
part
makes,
of the lease
that I can see.
Right.
So
but
that's
the
what
idea
I'm responding
of
to.
Yeah.
But if
no.
If
yeah.
It's
I understand
if
what
I'm
you're
gonna
saying.
Be,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
I do too.
She's being very specific, and as if you know, providing these classes for our community is a value.
Yes.
And it's
yeah.
Like okay,
right.
That's right.
Yep.
Get it, but if you've got someone from out of town who's coming and they're going to pay you, you know, $10 for that class, well, that's part of the value that you're offering to us, so that money
I think
that's
part of
town.
The discussion with her. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not the impression I got. I could be wrong,
mm-hmm.
But I think it's like, yeah, as part
I'm gonna
of
do
the
this
value
for nothing.
I will teach this class, you know, 3-day beginner drawing
mm-hmm.
at no charge.
Which I'm, the way I'm interpreting is that is sort of compensation for us accepting $300.
Right.
Well,
and she's not going to
no
ask
charge.
People to
right.
At the
yeah.
Door, regardless
right.
Of where
no,
they're
they're
from.
Not. But my point was that we would provide, that the idea is to provide that value to our Heath residents. But what if someone from Coleraine wants to take that class?
Well, if she's not charging people at the door, she's not
well,
charging people regardless of where they're from.
I'm just saying that, you know, as
but
a taxpayer,
a
that's part of the benefit.
Right. Community. Enlarged. Community.
Yeah, but then it's like, how...
You gotta, that's the question you have to ask her, is what is her thought behind that? Is she, you know, just, we're just asking for clarity. Are
right.
You saying that you're gonna, you know, post, whatever one of these is, yeah. Print night or paint night? Excuse
right.
Me. Paint night is
mm-hmm.
Is July 7th,
mm-hmm.
And it's free. It's a free class. Then anyone, you know, or is she going to say free with proof of
Friedrich
resident, and you know, $5 donation. So, you know, then we could say, all right, well, if you're going to do that, that $5 donation should go to, we could offer, like, let's say that needs to go to whatever that is. If it goes back into the coffers of the town, it goes back in the coffers of the town.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I would think,
well,
back and forth.
Maybe
we need clarity.
Okay. Maybe it would be preference is given to Heath residents.
Right. Like, how many people
and
can
if,
you have? Right.
Slots,
and that was one of my questions, is what is the maximum number?
Yeah.
There
is a maximum.
Probably won't have a... Well, I...
Well, we'll have a maximum, because she'll only be able to have so many in that room.
Right. I don't know what the capacity limit is for that room.
A lot more than what
she'll
get.
Like what? 40? I don't know, 50? Okay, it was
50. 40. I don't know.
I don't remember.
They used to hold dances up there.
I was going to say.
Right? There is a limit on that room. I just don't remember.
There definitely is.
But those, I think you need just a little bit more information, intel from her about what her thoughts are.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would be really fun.
Yeah.
I'll reach out.
Thank you for clarifying, because
to me
that just sounded very
open. Yeah, well, because
open.
You don't have the luxury of reading this.
Yeah, no. We've got more information.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question, though. I appreciate it.
So I do want to just say, too, from the monetary aspect of this whole thing, business brain here, sitting here. So looking at the budget for Sawyer Hall.
Yeah.
Pull that up real quick. We budget this year. We budgeted $20,500 for Sawyer Hall maintenance and utilities. I think we brought that up from, I want to say 17 or 18 thousand the year before.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
You know, and we had knocked on the door of that last year.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's why we increased everything justifiably. So between the historical, the DOT, and if for the first year, I'm just looking at the first year, and the $300 per month from Valerie, that would bring us up to $9,600 a year on that building, which is good. You know, so that would go up if she stayed, right? That would go up the next year. Mm-hmm. So for a couple of years, assuming DOT, you're telling me, is in there for at least a couple more years?
I
that's
think
a thought,
so.
You know?
I think so.
Year
and a half at least. I don't know.
12.
Took them a while to do the first side of this bridge, so.
It could be a spark, too.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, we'd be up to $12,000 the second year, so that's significant money. It's basically half,
right? And then
which is what you would want, half for the second floor, and try to pick it up on the first floor.
Well, right,
that.
And that's
so,
what I'm saying is, if you get someone in who has a going art concern on the second
floor,
it may attract more.
Right, more artists that are seeing the space, and then we've got the library available, and
right. I mean,
which is another wonderful space.
So from a numbers point of view, it would definitely be a help. I mean, I would love it to have been more than 300. Because if it had been like 400 and 500, I'd be like, ooh, that's spectacular. That makes good sense to me. So, I mean, I'd love to see if there was a little bump in that.
I
guess you could ask that question.
There's a little wiggle room.
Wiggle room, maybe.
And maybe
300.
I'd
like to do a little negotiation.
Well, maybe 300
for the 6 months and then bopping it up
to 400. And
yeah.
400 the second.
Yeah. So you could probably, that would be, that's one of my questions, is the money piece of that.
Yeah.
Just to see.
She did like, I showed her the downstairs space, the former library space. She liked that space as well, and she was envisioning how that space would work for her. And then I said, well, the other room's upstairs, let's look at that. And she walked into that and went,
ah. All right.
Yeah.
And
all that space.
Yeah. But at least it's like, well, okay, the former library space isn't unattractive. You know, she could, as an artist,
right.
could envision how she'd use
right.
that space.
I mean, there will be some increased cost. I mean, I don't know how long she plans on being there, like during a day, and, you know, so there's... But the heat's been up on upstairs. Not super high, but
not
it's been...
High,
but it's been on.
Bit, yep.
And, yeah, no, the electricity lights haven't been really used, but... So they will go up some, you know. So I'm using numbers based on the building. But we kept our budget pretty stagnant there at Sawyer for a while, and I don't know that we... really ever went over on it in the last 3-4 years.
No, I don't think so.
I think that one's been
if we did, it was elevator repairs.
Right.
The elevator took, it was a lot last year.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That would be good.
Okay. My mom would be so happy. Like, you mean my mom going, yay!
Well, there you go. It's meant to be. You good, Will?
I'm
good.
Especially if you've got an artist upstairs who's bringing these into the building.
Yeah.
You turn that.
Yeah.
You turn
what
the
are you doing
library
with
space.
Time?
Yeah.
All that spare time that I have?
Yes.
Turn that library into like a little art gallery cafe.
Town nurse position.
Yes.
Are we just discussing this in general?
So
there was an email. Is that in one of our mails, or did I just read that on?
No, it was an email from
Meg Ryan.
In response to an email from our Board of Health chairperson, just looking at the two different health services that are provided for the town of Heath, not only through our town nurse, but also through the cooperative public health system via FERCOG. Mm-hmm. And was there overlap in the services that they provide? Are they completely different? And as you've read from the email, they're pretty much pretty different. There's a little bit of overlay, but they're really two different positions. So I asked that this be put on the agenda just to have the select board just check in with each other. As I was sitting in the Board of Health meeting last week or whenever, I think realizing that Claire is going to retire and understanding the importance of that position for our town and just sharing our thoughts about, do we all feel the same, that this is a position that we want to have filled again, and just kind of reconfirming the direction that the town would like to take. Obviously, the Board of Health would like to come and speak with us before the Select Board makes any sort of decision, but I thought it would be helpful for us just to check in with each other and say, how do we feel about this?
Absolutely.
I think it's a good conversation, and I also think that the Finance Committee should be brought in on this as well. It will come up at their meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that with all certainty.
Mm-hmm.
So if Board of Health is coming in, I think it might be good to invite Finance Committee when we do have that meeting.
Okay, I think Board of Health, what just is trying to come in, they want to get themselves prepared, thinking more like the end of January.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's in the
budget. Interrupt you. I just wanted
to. No, so it's like heading into budget season.
Exactly.
Perfect timing. Yeah.
Babe, you'll feed Kuva? Thank you.
I would like, I don't know, for me, Helma, when you get Claire's reports and you send those to us, do you have those all stored in, like, one file?
Not at this point, but I certainly can.
Well, like, I was wondering if for, the last couple years.
Okay. I don't know if she's been generating them for the past couple of years.
I think it's been a
while. Has it been a couple
of
years since
yes.
Oh, she's been doing her whole time.
I apologize. I thought there was something new that started when I was actually.
No.
Very good.
I'm wondering if Claire has a file. Does she email those to you? I wonder if she just keeps them all in a file. I mean, how much computer work does she actually do?
Board of Health would probably have a file, I would imagine.
Or a Board of Health, yeah. Or if you get them, whatever. I would love to see, just at least a couple years, I'd like to reread through them all again.
Uh-huh.
Just so, while I'm not questioning the importance, I think we are going to find that there are a number of people who will be. So I think we need to make sure that we have good foundational information to provide to people. Mm-hmm. Because I do, I have a feeling this is going to be questioned, this position. It's the gut I have.
Just from a budgetary concern?
Well, I think, yeah, the budgetary piece and the question that I often have heard is, you know, it's not something that you see in all of the towns. It's only a couple of the towns, so it's definitely a position that is kind of above what other surrounding towns may take. So I just think we need to have our ducks in a row and have the information as to what why it's important. And why it's important comes from proof.
Mm-hmm. Right, data.
Data, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I may make some comments.
Yeah.
Because I probably won't be here when you meet with the Board of Health and Finance Committee.
That's really hard for you to me to hear you say.
I used to be of the opinion that Heath having its own town nurse was an unnecessary extravagance. However, since we've all moved over here, and I have been able to more directly witness what goes on with the town nurse, and just gleaned little bits of information here and there, I have totally reversed my position. I think it's a very important and very necessary service that we provide, in particular, to our older residents. And I also think if we look at, if you will, the big picture. Take, for example, the information that Butch, our school committee representative, gave to us last week about the fact that the lowest of the Mohawk district, the lowest socioeconomic families, status families, in part reside in Heath. Heath is also how far to a doctor?
25 miles.
What? 25 miles?
25 miles.
I mean, the close doctor, Dr. Warner, is closing his doors in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, we all have to at least go to Greenfield. That's a long ways for somebody to drive. For some people that their income is $10,000 a year, and that's accurate. There we have residents in town that are living on about $10,000-$12,000 a year. For them to buy the gas to drive to Greenfield, to have their blood tested weekly, and I know somebody in town that does have to have her blood tested weekly or monthly. That's an extraordinary expense.
And that's the information I think that we need to make sure that we have that we can share with people.
Yep. Well, I also think, as I think about the future, like a future nurse, I think whoever comes after is going to be younger, is probably going to be more geared towards the idea of the field of medicine having to sell themselves, having to advertise their services, so to speak, how to be able to get out there and promote what they've got to offer. Mm-hmm. And I guess I envision that nurse will probably have more patients than what she's got hours for, because she will be out there promoting her services and letting people, letting Heath residents know about it. But anyway.
No, I think that's great. I think, like I said, that we need to put the facts, the thoughts, the beliefs, the directions, that type, like what you just said, all of those things, they need to be something that's like a document that's created that people can speak to on a regular basis.
And it's also
because it's coming, trust me.
Yes, I know it is.
So I wanted to have this discussion
loud. Yes, it's coming. It'll come loud and clear. It's also a different situation, like, and I don't know what it's called. It's probably out of FRTA, but there's like a medical van that you can call and schedule, but it's like very limited. If they're already scheduled, tough cookies, you're out of luck. You have to schedule way in advance, from what I've heard. And it's like, yes, they'll come up to your door and pick you up for a medical appointment. Again, that's a real big inconvenience. It's really different, and you guys know it. It's really different living in Heath than living in Shelburne, for example.
Yeah, so like I thought, just a second, Barbara. While I appreciated the letter that came from Meg, I feel we need more than that.
Okay.
It wasn't...
No, I think you're right.
I think what Helma said had much more value...
validity to
for what we need to get out there than what this was.
Yeah.
And this letter was written like Claire... that it is Claire. I mean, that Claire's not leaving. This is, Claire... the value of Claire is what I got from this letter. Whereas what I liked, Helma, about what you just said was, and I love Claire, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying, I liked the piece that you said about the change that will occur when somebody new comes in, that, right, maybe that new person will be able to reach other members of, other residents in Heath. So that all, maybe different age groups, different that they see the value of it. Because one of the concerns that I think I hear in those that will start questioning is, yes, Heath has a high elder population, and we want to be able to service those folks. But there's also, there's the younger folks, and they have young kids, and how do we provide, how do we take our monies that we bring in and service all of those people equally? Or try to. Now, if people don't want the service, that's fine. That's not an issue. But I think there is some feeling that isn't really as accessible or open or directed towards all ages, all groups of people. And like you just said, when you bring up what Budge said about the population and the school, all that, well, it would be really nice if there are families with young children who are having challenges with getting proper medical care, or just little health check-ins and whatever it is, if that would be something that, as a select board, hearing this and thinking about it, and we're going to be looking at if we're bringing in a new nurse, that would be something we'd like to say. What would you be able to do to maybe have 6 kids show up for, healthy eating, whatever, or scalp checks, or talk about lice, or... how do we bring them in, and what other ways could we involve other people in other residents in town?
Here's another example. Now I'm talking about Roe, understood, so take that for what it's worth. But a friend of mine who's retired, very active, was working on the roof and injured himself, and he was sort of poo-pooing it, but his neighbor was the row town nurse, and he went over there and had her check him out.
Yeah.
Just for a, you know, cut or something like that. So we had someone like that, and maybe this person would be shared over three towns. So you'd have a full-time practice between three towns. It would actually be viable.
Well, that is something that could be looked at in the future.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, there's only two towns that...
Right now, there's
it's
two.
Just, there's only
right.
two of us.
The two.
The
yeah.
two you just met.
Right.
What, Roe and us?
Roe and he.
Yeah.
Roe has the town nurse?
Yes.
Yes, that's what you're just saying.
It was Sheila.
Part-time.
I don't know who it is now. Who is it now?
I'm not sure.
It was Sheila.
I don't know who it is.
Isn't that an NP, too?
Huh?
I think the Roe one has prescribing.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know who it is now.
It's a nurse practitioner, probably.
But yeah, it is.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Barbara and then Mia. Did you still want
to... Yeah, so okay. I was going to bring up what Will did, which is, well, when I was on the Board of Health, we actually had a major discussion and deep dive into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because Claire was retiring. It was because there was a question of whether to continue to pay to have a town nurse. And
yes.
so we looked
yes.
deeply into, well, what does FERCOG provide us with? And if we paid for more services from FERCOG, could they replicate what Claire... Anyway, but one of the things that was discussed and could be a really good model, again, would be actually creating a fairly full-time position between two or three towns. So I think it is a really good...
Yeah.
opportunity again for mutual aid, basically,
mm-hmm.
Like we're doing with our fire chief.
Mm-hmm.
Because to get someone qualified and good, even when Roe lost their nurse, she became very ill and she died. I can't remember her name. It was not Sheila. It was.
Prior to her?
Yeah, she was wonderful. I mean, she was boots on the ground through early COVID. She was really impressive. I had her come to one of our Board of Health meetings and discuss her program, what she was doing with COVID support, and keeping up with informing residents about what was going on and what was needed. I don't remember her name now, but after she had to retire for health reasons and died shortly thereafter, and it took them... I want to say it took them a year or two to find someone. They were without a town nurse for a significant period of time.
Well, I can see that happening because
yes.
it's very challenging to find someone with such credentials to then say,
well, here's
I'm
10
only
hours
gonna work.
A week.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Right, mm-hmm. and
I can,
so.
And then live off of that. I
right.
mean, there are people who can because of the situation of which they're living already, right? But
or
it's not
because
very...
they're, whatever, they're young parents and they only want part-time
right.
or whatever.
Right. But it's
but...
not as easy as...
Right.
It's not as easy anyways for even full-time because we don't have enough medical professionals servicing our community.
Right.
And then
right.
a much larger
right.
thing. So,
but I think it would be really worth going back to
talking
to
yeah.
other communities about creating a shared
right.
position.
Right.
And I suspect, I don't know, but there may be communities that don't have a town nurse who would be willing to have a town nurse if they only had to share a third of
the cost,
of the cost and benefits for
yeah.
them. Yeah.
Mia?
A couple things that are good thinking points for everybody, and I've got to think about them myself, but I only just thought of them, so that's why I'm saying it, and I didn't talk to you about it. But there's... So when I worked at Northern Berkshire EMS, we had an employee who had spearheaded and started a very, very, very successful community paramedicine program out in Wyoming or Montana. And community paramedicine as a whole is more prevalent on that in that area of the country. And we're very lacking over here in the Northeast for both community paramedicine, which has similar services as a town nurse or a town nurse practitioner or anything of the sort would provide, but this same idea, really, and the same, similar, some very similar goals. I would be very interested to see a list, sort of the exact services and things that different providers of different levels can provide. Because I know there was a discussion about
who can
do
what.
LPN. Right. What exactly
right.
can they
right.
do without the direct supervision of mm-hmm. the doctor? Because I know that as an EMT, there's a lot of things that I can do under the supervision of medical control that I can't do just as a first responder.
Right.
I can only function as a first responder.
Right.
So I would imagine that there's similar allowances and
yes.
things are lacking for a nurse or for an LPN. So I'd be very curious to see what that list is of what somebody could do. Because if they could go to your house, if they could administer any, I don't know, like prescriptions that you have that need to be injected, they can do that. I know that Claire provides wound care for some residents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are similar things that a paramedic could do. So then if that's another option, Massachusetts, but I don't know if it is, but community paramedics, I'm just thinking about that. And I remember the Berkshire EMS had started a community paramedics program. They haven't gone very far with it, and he is spearheading that. So, I mean, I can talk to him, too, and see if he knows anything about it. But I think another thing to throw into this discussion, not that we need another thing to add, but maybe I feel like knowing a lot of these people personally, you'd be a lot more likely to get a paramedic to come do these things if that could be an option as well. And then I would want to see, like, if a nurse can only do so many things without the supervision of a doctor, then I would think that an LPN could do the same things. So then you'd also be more likely to get that. I don't know. A lot of different things, a lot of thoughts. It's not coming out very clear and concise.
No, because it is. And this did get talked about, too. Did the Board of Health talk about this when you got... Were you there when Claire's job description got reviewed?
I think so. Yeah. Or I was either there or here.
Right. It's hard to know the difference at this point.
Yeah.
So the Board of Health recently wasn't all that long ago that her job description in the knowing that she was going to retire
right.
just got looked at and reviewed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that time there was conversation about
levels of certification.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes. So, Board of Health, I'm sure,
there
has
is
some
a document.
Of this intel already, right?
And you do, too, in your
right.
records, I'm
yes,
sure,
I'm
because
sure.
it was provided.
Yep. So, yes, I think all worth conversation and follow-up on.
Definitely.
And Elisa, as the Board of Health liaison, it sounds like a wonderful thing for the Board of Health to invest some time into, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mia, kind of...
Who's on our Board of Health now?
You put your finger in something about, you know, Montana and Wyoming are very different
mm-hmm.
from here, but in a way, this little area here may be more like Montana
yes.
and Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's serving remote communities.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
far away from
rural.
Right.
So
I'd be interested to speak with, and I do know him well enough to be able to call him and see if he had any insight, or put the Board of Health in contact with him. His name's Stanley.
It's a great idea.
He could have some very, even if it's not at all, I mean, because like I said earlier, the whole goal of community paramedicine is very similar to the goal of having a town nurse. Similar services, similar trying to get care to people who do not have easy access to care. So I think that he might have some really good insight on that. And he's semi-retired, works part-time as a critical care paramedic and a community care paramedic for Northern Berkshire.
Right.
I think he might have some insight.
So I think this is all really good because I guess what I wanted to say is I think reimagining the position
yeah.
is a really important way to proceed with this. Again, no disrespect to anyone.
No.
What's been done to Nash
no.
because I would never do that. I fully respect everyone who's been part of the nursing program from day one in Heath. But I do think that as a small town, we just have so many more needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I think about our numbers in Heath for homeschooling are some of the highest in our area, too. We talked about that. So the little kids who go to the elementary schools, they get some
hearing,
they get hearing
vision.
Teeth now. They have somebody comes in and does their teeth.
Yeah.
So they have all of these things because they're in the school system.
Yep.
You know, a lot of kids have it through their regular doctor too. But if you don't, you get the school kind of supporting you. But if you've chosen the route of homeschooling, which is spectacular and great and well supported, you might not have these little options available to you out there. And what's, you know, where did these 12, I think there's like 12 or something that are homeschooled. So where do these?
Oh, more than that.
More than that? So what, yeah. You know, where do these little kids get to go? And it'd be great if, hey, during your whatever day, you get to go and see or come over here. There's plenty of space. So there's a lot of different things that we could bring up.
The scoliosis tests we used to have. Check your spine.
You know, I do want to just point out, as the numbers right. person, right? So keeping in mind that the salary, the budget for the town nurse, it's very small. So this
is.
With That's this comes points. This whole idea. I mean, the actual salary is only $12,600 with $1,000 expense line.
So it's like 13.
So 13.6.
13.2, I thought. Or
so, you know, these are things to keep in your minds as we're thinking about it and talking about it. So thank you for bringing it up.
Yes. Thank you for the discussion. That was good.
And I think we should have many more conversations. Okay.
I'll go back to Board of Health and just provide some feedback about our discussion and kind of where we feel it needs to go.
Who's on Board of Health right now?
So you have Jean Garland as chair.
Yeah.
You have Sue Gruen, yeah, Sheila Litchfield, Tucker Jenkins, and Jason Urali.
Oh, yeah. So it is filled up. That's
yep,
good.
It's filled
That's good.
Up.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful.
It's a good group.
Thank them.
Good group.
Important. Facilities report, I'm going to be nice and quick on that one. Did you send that out to folks? Not yet?
Well, yes, so like a month ago.
No, we have
today,
an update.
You know what?
Oh.
That's okay.
Think we got distracted.
No, that's fine because we have a lot on the plate. So I pulled up the facilities report that I started making.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, the long thing. And I started updating it, and then I sent it to Tim and to Hilma for them to add to, and they have done so. Mm-hmm. And so Hilma will send that out, and you'll be able to start reviewing it, take a look at it, add to it if there's things that you can think of,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll visit it as a group, have a conversation about it after you've had a chance to see the update.
Okay.
Because I filled out, you know, things that have been done, the cost, where the money came from, things that are in progress, so there's
mm-hmm.
updates to it.
Okay.
All right.
So it sounds like something that we're rolling for the new year.
Yeah, we'll have to, because...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To
great. I appreciate everybody who has added their updates to it so we can look at it. And
it'll be a document we can work with through budget season so we can come up with some items.
Yeah, that'd be super.
And then maybe we can, so we're not scrambling at the last minute, which I hate doing. We can take a look at that list and maybe prioritize what we might be able to pull out and spend the special projects money on
mm-hmm.
so that we've got that $10,000 in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I see it still being available, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we've got $10,000 for special projects, and there's certainly some little odds and ends on the list that maybe we can knock off.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll try to get that. So we're... get those lined up before April. And
did you have a chance to look a little I don't know if you needed to look a little closer to the Sawyer Hall study?
So I did. That's going to enter into, is it? The ADA improvement grant.
I thought that was something different.
Wait for here. I'm sorry.
The ADA grant?
Yes.
That's
that
not just specific to here,
here,
is it? Or
it was
is it?
Specific for
oh,
here.
Is it
That's
specific
what I thought.
Here? Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait
so,
a minute. No, wait. I'm sorry. Wait.
The letter that's in our mail.
The letter in the mail, the grant we received,
yeah.
is for everything the town owns.
Yeah.
So when you made the application, what did you apply for? Wasn't there a certain project that you need to apply
yeah,
for?
Yeah, that was a separate grant that we are evidently not getting.
Okay.
She did two different ones.
Probably because... what we did receive the grant for is to update our plan, whatever
ADA accessibility plan.
Yeah.
For each building. Well, so we kind of have a head start with Sawyer Hall.
Very good, yes.
For all?
Yes. So if we take that and whatever we have from here already, we've got to find someone who's going to do this in the amount of...
No, FERCOG.
Oh, that's right. We're going to go through the FERCOG. Then we take that, and that's what gets us money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I blanked out. What?
Once we have our plan updated...
Our ADA compliance plan.
With all of our shortfalls.
And so...
At all of our buildings... And then we kind of prioritize what we need to have done, or we give reasons why we need this done or that done or whatever.
Right.
Then that plan is something we can then use to ask for money to do these projects.
Yeah. Okay. And the process of updating the ADA list is...
Helma is going to have to hand this off to Mia. And
is in-house.
Yes. Well, it's going to go to the FERCOG.
FERCOG is going to help us with that.
It's collaborative.
Yes.
Okay, does FERCOG, is this part of assistance? Is this part of the service that FERCOG provides for us, or is this something we have to pay for?
We will pay for it with that grant.
With the grant, yes.
So the FERCOG, to answer your question, yes and yes. So part of what the FERCOG provides to towns is people who will do these specific projects with... being paid for by the grant money the town gets to support that. So some of the work you get from the FERCOG you get as part of our
agreement,
our yearly payment.
Right.
But that comes nowhere near enough to pay all those people to do what they're doing.
Right.
So some of the work that they're doing is being paid for by grants the towns receive.
Okay.
So we receive the money and then we contract with the FERCOG to do the work.
And will the
and
grant
pay them?
Will the grant money cover the expense for FERCOG to do the work?
That's what they're going to have to find out.
Yes, because before I put the grant in, I contacted the person at FERCOG and said, "What would you charge to do this for you?"
Okay, so they come up and they look at our buildings, and they say, "This is what you
need
to do."
And our reports.
And our reports that have already been.
Well, it's more than that. Heath already went through it once back in the late 1990s when I was on the select board, so I went through it once. And at the time, FERCOG weren't in existence yet or were just starting and didn't have all these services. So we had to find an evaluator on our own. Now FERCOG can do it. But anyway, the person, they go through and they... do the assessment of all the facilities, and it's not just all the buildings either. It's going to be things like, can someone in a wheelchair get to the veterans' monuments?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody in a wheelchair access the picnic tables, the benches? I mean, that thing. It's like, is everything.
Mm-hmm.
ADA accessible. And but they also ask for collaboration with certain I'll say town officials. So like our ADA coordinator, for example, they might ask for input from either the senior program director or somebody from the COA. Both.
Okay.
Somebody from the select board, somebody, they will ask for local input as well to kind of achieve a balance within all the ADA regulations. And one of the things that, important things about doing this update is that when it was originally done was before there were changes made in accessibility laws.
Mm-hmm.
So the regulations themselves have changed. Our plan has not.
Got it.
So it's outdated. And I have an idea that probably had a lot to do with why we didn't receive the second grant to do actual work. that they want to see an updated plan first.
Did you have to submit the plan that we had already for that?
Yes, I did.
And they said, oh, this is from the 1990s.
They didn't say anything.
Right,
but
okay.
Silence.
Got it. Got it. Okay, thank you. I appreciate the education so I can understand the process.
Sure.
So where are we now in this process? We're going
to... We need to vote now.
Oh, good. Okay.
To allow me to sign the contract.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That hasn't changed.
Yes, I got an email from the guy today saying, hey, I didn't get that yet.
Is that something that you have printed out, or do I have to do it through this?
I have not received any. You're the only one that received, like, the contract document and all that stuff. I didn't receive any of that. And I think that's probably all through that DocuSign.
So I forwarded it over, but it might not.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean
anything. Yes, you did it.
Well, so can we vote? So
yeah.
Is it all right that you vote for me to sign it, first of all?
Yes.
So I'm looking for a motion to allow me to sign the municipal ADA improvement grant that the town received. This is FY26 municipal ADA improvement grant in the amount of whatever it is. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it 8,000 something or other?
The grant that we just received.
Yes.
Yeah, it was 8,000 something. So, with those correct details, I'll second the motion. So moved. Damn it.
I will second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Let me give you the amount here in a second.
It's in the mail somewhere.
$8,750.
Oh, it's 25 off.
Yeah. So maybe right after the meeting, Helma, we can just go over this real quick and I can sign it?
Sure.
Okay. Look like it's that long.
So we sign off and say we approve the contract, and then what happens?
The town coordinators
organize
with FERCOG and get and start moving forward.
Yeah, contact FERCOG
and tell them to come on up.
Say, hey, we got the grant.
We got the goods.
What's the next step?
Right. They will write an MOU, memorandum of understanding. Basically saying, yep, the select board agrees to pay this much for this service. And they'll probably say, send us a copy of your old one too. But yeah, then they'll get started.
Can't imagine this is something they do during winter.
I'm sure they will.
That they'll start it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
okay.
Right?
There's all the insides of buildings.
Yeah.
That they can do.
Of buildings.
Thinking about the outside stuff that they have to evaluate.
Yeah.
They're
not
going to
do that now.
Maybe they'll even evaluate winter conditions.
But. What kind of what?
Winter conditions.
Like
the
pool
terrible.
Outside of the community hall. Yes.
Terrible.
The pool outside of the community
hall. The further ice rink?
Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Learned so much. Okay.
So
that was facility for us. We did
Woodbank. Town coordinator transition update. Is there anything
we're looking
you
at
guys,
it.
Do you want to have anything to tell
she
us?
She came back the second day.
I did. I'm still here. Loving it. Really. We discussed this quickly in...
Yeah.
One of the meetings where I was here, the MMA Suffolk Municipal Finance Management Seminar, the Friday's one that we're talking about. Yeah. So I'm here to see if that is something that you guys would still like me to do, because it is costly at $925 for 5 Fridays, or if you'd like me to pursue other avenues of training. or if, I don't know.
What time of the day during Friday do they offer this?
It just says all seminars will be held via Zoom over the course of 5 Fridays.
Oh, so it's an all-day thing.
I think so. It's basically an all-day thing.
So we would have no time.
That's a bargain, then.
For Fridays.
Right.
And when does this start?
There's March 6th, 13th, oh, okay. 20th, 27th, and April 3rd.
There's, and I don't know, you did some looking on it. Like, DOR
has some free ones.
Series of free seminars, webinars, all that kind of stuff.
I didn't see much else coming up in MMA or any of the other.
What's that one called? That covers everything?
The Suffolk Municipal Finance Management Seminar. It's supposed to cover
everything.
It covers the structure and purpose of local government, municipal budgeting systems and sources of revenue, financial reporting and record keeping, financial management, principles of property assessment, the intersection of human resources and financial resources, and best practices in local government finance.
Will, you asked for this?
I think definitely we should do it.
So there is just shy of $5,000 in the select board's operating expenses, of which I assume this will come out of. You said it was what,
$900?
$925. So we have the finances for it.
I think it's important.
Mia, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
I am willing to get any and all information that I can possibly get. So, I mean, I'll, like, on top of doing this, I'll definitely do the free, like, webinars that DOR has.
Because
like,
this starts in March, and, yeah, there might be some free stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, any information I can get right now is good information, because I'm kind of, especially with the finance stuff, I'm going to be calling Hilma a lot.
Don't get educated for free.
Yeah. So...
Right.
I am happy to do absolutely whatever.
Hey, if you think of it over, how many of them? Five?
Five what?
Five Fridays.
Yeah. The price isn't that bad.
No, I don't think it is.
That's like, well, let's say it's 8 hours. It'll probably be 6 to 8 hours.
That's what I mean.
Guess.
I don't.
Right.
So, 40 hours. 30 to 40 hours.
That's money well spent. All right. You want to make a motion?
Yes, I will make a motion that we... Select board expend the amount of $925 for Mia to attend a continuing education, we'll call it seminar, with MMA on municipal finance.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion.
So these are Fridays, back-to-back Fridays, right? And we said there were five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that is happening during that time period in March where it's going to be a little tricky not having town coordinator available on those Fridays?
Well, we're going into the budget season, but it's one day out of the week. It's
right.
Not
just,
like it's...
You're going into budget season and town report preparation season.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
right.
One day a week, so...
Right. I was just curious. Just wanted to ask the question.
Mm-hmm. No, it's...
So that was the only...
People will have already gotten over the shock of tax bills.
And would this be something that you would do in the office on the computer, or Mia would do this at home? Or
I think that's up to you.
I haven't thought that far about it yet, to be honest with you.
I think you should see how things go. And,
yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to be sitting there and have people not be distracting you when you're...
Right, yeah, I need a pretty quiet...
If it's like the other kind of things that I've done...
Don't you do them at home?
Well, yes, I did it when I did the
yeah.
CPO classes. I did them all at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a little... It was a little different because they were pre-recorded. So I could do it at night or...
Yeah, see, I think it's hard if it's something live.
If this
right.
is
live?
Yes.
She,
yeah.
I mean, if she's going to, my recommendation, if she's going to sit in the office, needs to be a big sign.
Office closed.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Office closed.
Trying to visualize.
I think we have to see how it plays out.
But they do
right
give,
yeah.
I mean, they also most likely will give breaks. Like, they'll give a mid-morning break, mid-afternoon break.
Yeah.
Of, like, 15, 20 minutes and an hour lunch. Mm-hmm. Is my guess. That's what I'm accustomed to. Mm-hmm. However, she also may not want to be here and think, oh, yeah, okay, I'll eat my lunch in 10 minutes and then I'll have 50 minutes that I can do office work, because it's like, that's going to be a heck of a lot to digest.
I think we'll have to see how to visualize that.
Is there any plan for an office assistant to be rehired who might be in the office on these Fridays?
That's a conversation that's going to start in January about whether we're filling it the rest of this fiscal year or not.
That would be handy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
Anything else? Any further? All right. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thanks, Mia.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I'm excited to learn things.
So much fun. All right. That starts March 6th. Excellent. Great.
Great.
Good.
Winter meeting schedule. I guess that's why we get some calendars here presented to us.
Do you not have an appointment tonight?
We do. 7:30.
Oh, this says 7:15.
Oh, 7:15? Oh, my apologies.
Actually, it's 7:23. Huh?
I know.
The appointment is a 7:15 appointment.
Oh, I thought it was at 7:30. Whoops, 7:15. Are they here?
I saw them.
Oh, they are.
Oh, you're right. 7:15 appointment.
Yeah.
Well. You want to start? Do you have questions for Christina?
Concern?
Concern?
I know.
The dark attendant.
It's part of my upcoming security conversation.
He brought trash. Saying what's from the town?
Hello there.
Are those waters for?
Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm here. At first I was like, I don't drive all the way to be dark. It's cold. I just left work. But I just realized you're almost done.
Feel free to have some snackies.
Yes, snacks are in honor of Hilma. Congratulations.
Yes, help yourself.
Okay, so we'll do the calendar.
Last session for our arts intro.
Oh. Welcome.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Thanks for coming in.
It's very dark out there.
It's very dark. It's very, it's, well, it's cold.
It
not as cold as it's
it,
been.
It could have
though.
Been yesterday. This is all good.
I was going to say, not as cold as it's been. So, how's everything going? I hear things are going well here.
Yeah.
Any concerns, questions, needs?
I've got one thing that's unrelated to needs and questions and stuff, but we can do the check-in part first.
I think everything's been going fine, hasn't it?
How is it on your end?
I think it's been going fine. I've checked in with other people who use the building at the same time, and I think everything is running smoothly as far as what I've been told. I don't know how it is on your end, though.
Good. Could have been an email, you guys. But I come
here
for the snacks.
I think the personal
touch is nice.
Eye contact,
okay.
All right here is important.
Good. Then I'm glad we're here. I mean, she's the one that's doing the heavy lifting.
I do want to ask, because I just realized, with us not using the space, as we get closer, I tend to roll things out on the floor because they're a square foot, so I can cut panels and stuff. Is that still okay for me? I don't end up down here all the way, but down by us in that little area by the fire department, sometimes I'm in there for a little bit while we're here, but it's not. It's just rolled, cut, stacked. Is that a problem?
No.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I didn't think about it before, and it just popped in my head this time.
I probably didn't know it existed.
If you guys are happy, I'm happy. That's I'm good on that. I have one... My only
Before, I think we had one thing that was still outstanding was just the list of the town furniture that you have.
I gave it to...
You did?
I did. I texted to you. I apologized, but I said I would text it to you. I mean, I have it right here. I can
send
I can,
it again, because
I don't... With some time, I can... I can pull it down and make it an email if you prefer. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I just need to.
No, if you want to text,
no, we
to
just
me, that's fine.
Yeah,
I can
no,
do
I did it.
There, but
put some awareness about
text
where
Robin
the furniture
Provost.
Was.
Yeah, because I.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you don't get my text either. Like, hello.
She goes to you too.
No. I try not to, everybody. But if you don't hear
know
from me, call me.
I counted them.
I know
you're
saying
some
of the tables
fine
where my mom.
No, but I mean,
yeah,
I know,
well, sometimes
it was only the.
Yeah,
no,
it's
yeah, yeah. I know.
Sorry, send it again, and I'll type it out into make a list and send it out.
Yeah, and I took pictures. Like I mean, it's not only did I send the list, but I took
just resend it to me, please.
I took pictures of the stuff, and then I made a list.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that was the only.
I'm going to text it to you, Hillman, let you take it from there.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Friday, January 16th. That's one of our Sundays. Sarah's up. We could possibly be in the all school space. I don't know if we will or we won't, but we'll be here. But that Friday, we're having Paul Martz coming up to spend some time with us, and I need that all school space to like we're going to be in the gym to do some work in there. Like he wants to see the stuff, but then when we actually come together, we're going to need a space where the sound isn't like in the gym, you know, like where we can hear people. And so we just need to like debrief. You know, I think we're going to start. It's just going to be me and Laura and him for the first half hour. Then we'll do our programming thing. He needs.
Yeah, he actually said he wants to come there.
He needs an antidepressant. So like he wants to see something that you know like that's not depressing, which is their world is not exactly a fun place to be right now. They're not being able to spread good cheer. So he was psyched to come up. Some of the kids that he's coming up to see had met with him 10 years ago when he came up, like, in the library and stuff. Yeah, and they're like, I showed him pictures, like, it's kind of cool. And they're doing cool things. So when we gather at the end, we'll be in the all-school space. There won't be anybody here but us by then.
So January 16 is actually not a Sunday. It's January 18, unless I heard you.
No, it's a Friday. I'm saying that that's when.
So you're saying January 16 is one of your Sundays. I'm like, that's.
No, no, no. I was just saying that it's not a Sunday. In other words, like it's that. In other words, it's not a. We have two Sundays in January, two in February. Mm-hmm. Sarah's up here that day, so we may or may not be there. I was saying it doesn't. It's not a Sunday. He's coming up. It's not his normal office hours, but he said he couldn't.
So he's coming on the 16th.
Yes, and so
and
we were going to.
All day, you said?
No, well, all for our whole rehearsal, like from 3 to 6.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's going to know how late he's going to stay, but once we're done with our meeting and seeing what the kids are up to, we're going to just need that space for like a debrief with people so that it's not as cold and also mostly so you can hear each other talking.
So you're going to say that space you're referring to the atrium?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I understand. Great.
And I can't say exactly what time, but I'm guessing it'll be a half hour.
Or
depending on how long he stays and how long it takes us to get to that point.
Okay, and will you put that into the building use calendar?
Yeah, I mean, I'll
for yourselves.
Yeah, I'll tell when if yeah, I'll tell Ira what we're. I'll let her know how long we're in there for.
That would be great. Thanks.
Use the calendar.
Got it. That's
exciting.
Thanks.
It is. I'm surprised too.
Yeah, I mean, he's. I mean,
I know, but we were offering to go to his office.
Yeah, no, that's the part that was kind of. It was sweet and a little concerning because, I mean, I said we can actually do Monday, and he said, "No, this sounds great," you know. And I just think he wants to spend some time with some kids that are doing some happy things.
Can you show him some of the challenges we have in the building, and so can you get some money?
Well, I did. I'll just tell you, your predecessor Brian, who I adored. I mean, who was a great public servant. But I remember one time he was, that time I was talking about when he came up the first time, we were in the library. I don't know if the school, either it was the year the school closed or just before, but we were in the library. And I was like telling, and I was on the building use committee at the time, and I was like, he's here, let's like, you should just come over and we should like walk through and show him all the leaks and everything. And they were like, we're not ready yet. I was like, you don't, it's like Providence is sending you a rep, like take advantage. So if one of you guys wants to come over, you're welcome to.
What's the biggest thing? Is it the roof?
The roof.
Yep.
So Which is getting repaired.
But you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's getting triaged. But yeah, I will talk to him about those things. I always do. Remember when we were here with McGovern that time? Like, I'm happy to talk about those things. But he also was just here with you guys, right? Like, he did like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was doing his, like, touch every town.
But that was like, he came in
and sat
here. He didn't walk around.
Stood there, everybody was sitting, he gave a recap of everything they were
doing. Yeah, I'll hit those.
Very general.
And then listen to people's comments, and then he was off to the next place because he was doing more than
gotcha. Yeah, we'll do a facilities tour. We'll do that. We'll hit that note.
I wish someone would just grab onto like one thing that is needed and say, okay, well, we'll do that. Remember I asked for the generators? How'd that go? I didn't get anything.
Oh, generators.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, she took a note.
Ooh. Everybody takes notes and then they leave. Show me some action.
One of the things we're talking to him about, Hilma, is the bond earmark. We have four, you know, we're on the clock, right? So we didn't get it this year. We have 4 years to, like, it's authorized for 4 years. And some of that is for the on the doors, right? Like, so, I mean, that is for handicapped accessibility. So I just met two people, and it was cool. We were in, I was in a room with 30 other nonprofits. Did you know there's 188 nonprofits in Franklin County? 188. In Franklin County, not like in just, but there was 30 at this meeting, and two of them, there were only three people in the room that had earmarks, us, Habitat for Humanity, and the Y, which made me feel good because that we're not national. There's our each half a million, and I was going to talk to him about, I was going to try to see if we couldn't, you know, give them a, like, how about little, like, show some love to Franklin County, like you could hit three groups, you know, like, and sometimes they take, when they have, like, we're going up against the Bourne Bridge, right? I mean, these are the projects. So, like, sometimes they'll take the low-hanging fruit, like the small things,
right.
And
yeah,
they'll bundle.
Like a small,
well,
like
no,
a
and,
small
no, and then they they'll bundle them, and they'll get they'll
yeah.
bundle them, and they'll give like $15 million to like DPH, and say you deal with these guys, right? Like you decide, and then, and so I was gonna, we were gonna, and Paul said they've had some luck with that, so we were gonna try to do that. So anyway, we are taught, it's not just about like programming, it's, you know, we are, that's really the main thing that Laura and I need to talk to him about. And we met with the head of, we met with, have you ever met with the Western Mass rep for Governor Healey?
No.
She's kind of a Debbie Downer, I'm sorry, but like, it's just, everybody else, everybody in the room was so positive, it just, I just feel like you need to be kind of upbeat these days,
right,
you know,
right.
And everything, and even like McGovern's aide, Kobe, he's a rock star, right? He was in there. Those, he looked like hell. I mean, I can only imagine, right? Like life in that world right now. But he just kept staying, you know, like call me, talk to me, we'll make the, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
stayed, this person just sort of told us how she's sort of like middle management stuck. You know, she says when I'm in Boston, I tell them that like I'm just out here for you, and when I'm out, you know,
right.
It just it was a little underwhelming, and I just didn't know if anyway. So I'm hoping to get somewhere with our state legislator. They're the guys that authorize it. She did say they like to authorize those things, but they don't explain. She said you seem like you know more about it than most people in the process. So. They're not, you know, most people think it's like a legislative earmark. You get it, and you're going to get the money, and it's not. Like,
yeah,
it's,
we found that out the hard way.
It's a four-year, it's a, you know, it's good for 5 years, and it's a, and they authorize, they, right now there's 44 million, billion, 44 billion projects authorized. They funded three billion of them this year.
Wow.
It's called the Capital Improvement Plan, the Governor's CIP. Anyway, ask me about it. It's kind of like when your friend has... Can't, you know, like you become, like my dad had multiple myeloma, like by the time he was done, I could have gone to taught at Johns Hopkins, right? Like, you know,
right. About
more about, that's all, like all you know about, so.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we will bring out, we are talking capital stuff, so we will bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Have
you guys met Mia?
No.
I was going
to
say, meet Mia.
Order,
hi.
So this is Mia. Mia's going to be the new Hilma.
Oh, wow. Hi.
She's going to try.
Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to find.
Yeah.
Phil, yeah. So Laura and Jonathan, you'll see them often in the building.
Mm-hmm. Especially in
February and March.
And summer. January 7th is the first, is when the after-school thing is starting, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay. Yeah.
But we've been doing, like, some workshops, sort of a soft startup.
So a couple things I'll bring up that just hop into my mind. So just so Mia's up to speed, too. We'll be meeting again with Laura and Jonathan in
February.
And then looking, their lease needs to be renegotiated right after that. And so you'll be part of those conversations. Just to let you guys know, a couple things. So Mia, Helma, myself, and Tim met this week or last week?
Last week.
And we have a handful of things we're talking about. But one of those, and all of the things that we're chatting about are going to come to the full board for conversation once we kind of get everything in place. But one of those is how communication with folks that are leasing property, space in any of the buildings, because it's going to be the same for everyone, how communication with the folks that are leasing will happen with the town. Like, whose responsibility will be what? We're going to be working on kind of hashing that out so that there's a very specific person that you can contact for very specific pieces of the lease.
Cool.
And, Tim will become one of those pretty active players in that.
Does somebody have the date handy just so I can make sure that I have
We haven't set the schedule.
We're going to do our schedule today, later today, and we'll let you know right on.
I think it was set.
Were we aiming for the
February 3rd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the first... Yeah, our first meeting date in the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But although it might, depending on what you guys...
How we fall out, so...
Yeah, like, it might be 10.
So I just wanted to let you know about that.
As long as we can avoid the
10th of a day.
Okay.
Is that...
No, it'll be early February.
That's
okay.
Vacation week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So either
whose birthday is on February 10th?
Can I staple all of your calendars?
Yes.
January, March, February.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Why are you retiring? You still have it.
We don't care.
Sorry,
no,
here's
another one.
Just open mine and I'm like, what?
So I wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
That one thing, just so you know. And the other is, because I know Laura in particular wants to stay on top of this, so I'm just letting Mia know this. As we progress with our communication about cameras, surveillance,
yeah,
any type of camera. Folks want this, Laura wants to be kept, Jonathan, in the loop as to how we're progressing and what our plans are.
Yeah.
Because it does affect the sensitivities and of some of the kids that they work with. So we're just trying to make sure we're stay in the loop with that. And Tim is actually working on that. So we're going to have more intel coming up in a couple weeks, hopefully, to share with you on that.
Oh, I was just going to say that what Tim is working on and the board will be considering is having cameras installed and have it all tied in with the outside security system, that it's all done from the same company.
We have a lot of trans... What's
Mia.
We have a lot of trans kids in the program. We're probably the queerest place in Western Mass for those 5 weeks in the summer. And so there's a lot of sensitivity that way. But I'll be honest, the only time that I've wanted to, like, had any thoughts about cameras was there was where I would have liked to have surveillance cameras. that person that called,
Yes.
The only time that it's come up for me is like, it'd be
know.
Really like
yeah,
nice to have a camera. It'd be
which,
nice
which
to
they
have,
can be
to
very,
have, you know, because, yeah.
Right,
but,
they can work very well for the reasons that they work very well.
Yeah.
And then there's just, we need to...
And then Arlie and I thought of putting a sign out, have thought about the trapeze, putting a sign that just says it's under surveillance even when it's not, because,
mm-hmm.
So it's not all, I just want to say, like, I totally defer and agree with Laura, like, it's a big deal.
Well, it's to be able to keep communication.
Yeah.
That's the important piece of it, yeah.
But it's also,
yeah.
But it's also something, like, that can be helpful, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
As long as we're communicating. So I just wanted to bring up to speed, because I promised I would on that.
Thanks.
And I think that's all I had for kind of little reminder notes. What about, Will, anything? You're good? Happy?
No.
Elisa, anything else? Nope. Mia? Yeah. Laura?
No, I'm good.
Jonathan?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
The door thing was an issue for you this weekend, but that Tim
I tagged up with
that.
Hilma. She said I handled it. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, the only reason I tagged you, if it hadn't been a weekend, I'd have just called. I'd have just left it at Tim.
No.
But it was a Saturday,
anytime.
And I didn't know if him and Eileen were around. And I was like, well, if he's not around, like,
no,
then
anytime. Anytime. I was paying attention.
Wouldn't the lock broke?
The door wouldn't lock. He couldn't lock the door.
I could arm it, but the door wasn't latched. I couldn't. So I just went ahead and armed it. But then I tagged. I called. I mean, Tim's kind of like Radar Riley. Like, he's going to take care of it. But I didn't know. I tagged Hilma and Robin because I didn't know.
How do you even fix those kind of
It's just the latch.
Tim knows.
He knows, yeah. It's not. It needs repair, but he just.
Yeah.
He, you know.
He's on it.
He chew up some gum.
Oh, yeah, no, anytime. If he hadn't responded, I was going to try to.
Well, that's why, if it had, so even if it's not a weekend, go ahead and tag you guys, or
no
like just let somebody besides him know, too.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. All righty.
No problem.
All right, you guys, have a good rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you for
appreciate making the trip.
I appreciate it.
I got to listen to my book on
We'll see if he knows that, but also, are you talking about text?
I was just going to send something on the program, like some background. Okay, yeah, you can send it to the center. We're both sharing it, kind of, right now. And then I will graduate. Your gloves under the chair. Oh, thank you. They say they're Vancouver 2010 Olympic gloves. I don't know, but they are super warm.
You notice.
I know, I got to, like, tape them back together.
Welcome. Thank
you. Yeah. All
right, that was good. Yeah. All right. What's your meeting schedule? Huh? What do you have? Okay.
Winter.
So, you have to pull apart here.
Yeah, my mid messed up camera.
I'm just going off my. I got my. Yes. So we're doing the 29th.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, so December 29th, that's 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
to 6 p.m.
And that is
essential.
That is essential.
You're on your way out of
town. Yes.
Robin, that's essential only information, you know.
6
yes.
p.m. or
right?
earlier.
Or earlier would make me really happy, but. Okay. All right. So then we're going to meet on the 13th.
Okay.
At a regular time, 5 p.m.
Okay.
So this will mess up that third and push it to the 10th if we do every other week. So if we did the 27th, 5 p.m. of January, then we get into February. So we either meet another time to maintain the third or just push them off to the 10th.
It didn't sound like that it mattered to them.
No.
They just wanted
as
to
long
know.
As it wasn't the 7th.
That's why I was saying either the 3rd or the 10th. So,
so let's do 5 p.m. on the 10th.
Yep.
And then...
No, you're doing the 27th? Did I just miss that?
Yeah,
January?
27th.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I missed that too.
5 p.m. on the 13th, 5 p.m. on the 27th, 5 p.m. on February 10th and 24th.
February 24th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at some point...
Yeah.
We're going to have to start meeting every week.
In March.
So I would think by the time we get into March,
so
that's a possibility. But
we need to know when the Finance Committee, what their schedule is, when they're meeting, and when they're going to start meeting with us. When they're going to want
you tell them when they're going to start meeting with us.
Well, I want them to meet first. When's their meeting?
It's not till the end of January. I suggest that you propose something. Because I sent Dina another email and said, hey, I didn't hear back from you about the stipend evaluation. Are you going to do it or not? And Dina said, oh, yes, we are, but we don't meet till the end of January.
When are we going to be sending out or getting exactly. budgets from the departments?
We just talked about that.
I am going to coach Nia the first week of January.
To send out the requests?
Yep, the budget worksheets to all the different departments.
And you're going to put on there, we want them back by...
I don't know, January 23rd? Maybe
okay.
January 30th?
All right, end of January.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Probably... Let's see. Well, depending on how, or if we get them out the beginning of that first week of January,
mm-hmm.
I would say either January 23rd or January 26th, because then there's always a few that don't, and they have to get...
Yeah, chase them down.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be...
So when do we normally start having budget hearings?
I think it was February.
Right in February?
February.
And that's the where... Select regular meeting, regular business one week, select board and finance next week.
That's what they've done the past few years.
Okay.
I mean,
all the way up until an info meeting?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Until we get it figured out.
Until they get it all
going.
We're
just usually at the until an info meeting.
Yeah. So
budget hearings would be, we'd start on...
Well, do you want to... Now, last year, I remember you had like an initial kind of preliminary discussion meeting with Finance Committee. And then started budget hearings the next week. However, perhaps you just want to jump right into budget hearings.
Thumbs up on that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Particularly since one of them is one of the important ones is highway, mm-hmm. and it's February, which is a good snow month.
So do we want to start in February or just start March 3rd?
Start February.
So that would be the 17th.
Yeah.
And those are 5 p.m. as well.
So the 17th, 5 p.m., Finance Committee, Select Board.
Mm-hmm.
And then March 3rd, 5 p.m., Finance Committee, Select Board, and those two dates would be budget hearings.
Okay. So,
and you can pull those together however it works for the folks.
Okay.
And we would do highway, fire, police.
On which day?
You guys figure out what works for them.
Okay.
Yeah, the order that we did it last time was good.
Highway, fire, police. And then we want to meet with...
Broadband.
Oh. Wait, aren't we bringing them in?
Well, that'll probably be when we bring them in at this point.
Well, you just discussed it in general, like...
Early January we wanted to bring
early
them in?
Early January.
Okay, because I know I just saw that note.
So, I mean, actually, they're not a budget hearing, but...
No, it's really just a touch base.
You've basically got to say, when are you going to turn over the money?
Right, when are we... When's
that
town getting
January
money?
Meeting. I would love to have them come in.
I think the Finance Committee is going to want to be here for that, though. So you're probably not going to get them here in January.
Well, they might... come, but not formally.
unless we do it towards the end.
Yep. Like they don't have a little flexibility. Someone, one of them, the chair, someone can show up.
Well, I don't think the chair is available till the end of January. Isn't that what?
I didn't know if it was the chair. They all weren't available. I have no idea why they chose their schedule.
I thought it was.
No, I think that was just they aren't meeting till the end of January. Has nothing to do with the chairman's
or their availability. That was
so.
Just,
why don't we pick
that
the 27th then?
To meet with.
Ask them to visit us on the 27th. And have me have broadband be there.
Broadband and FinCom.
Yeah, there's the end. Maybe they'll do their own meeting the same night and just come in for the broadband.
Okay, we might not be able to meet at 5, but sometime.
But we don't have to have them at 5.
Right, right,
we can
right.
We have them at 7 or 6:30.
Yep. Okay, so it's 27.
And then you want them around also for your meeting with the Board of Health.
Yeah,
well, we should invite them.
Yeah,
invite them.
Yeah.
We'll go up to them if they want to be there.
Correct. When's that going to be? Did we pick that
date? I was going to say, do you want that same night? Or
oh, sure. Why not?
Board of Health at the end of February, so at end of January, so that's what we're...
Yeah,
we're
doing
so
both.
Do
Municipal Light Board and
BOH. Okay.
What's the Board of Health one for, if you don't mind me asking?
Nurse.
That, oh, okay, so that was that. Okay, same.
Yep.
Because that's a big budget.
Right.
And peace. And I don't know how much they'll know. I sent Board of Health an email yesterday or today. I believe it's October of 2026, so this coming year, of when the contract is up with Code Red. 2.5 years ago, they had wanted to research other services, but it was like last minute, there was not time.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent them an email early and said, hey, I believe the contract's up. If you want to research new other services, now is the time to do it because it budget year. You need it, whatever it is, you've got to find out what the annual cost is and get it in the budget. So that might also be a talking point when you meet with them.
Okay. So there really isn't anybody else that we talk to for budget hearings, quite honestly.
Not unless there's somebody that
wants to come in, like the library. Sometimes they come
the
in.
Ordinary.
Right.
Right, so
correct.
We need to change, but...
So it could be that you try to schedule all three of those on the 17th, because then if there was bad weather, we would have the third as a fallback.
Right.
And we normally meet with all three of those the same night anyway.
Okay.
Talking
well,
fire.
Right.
Fire.
February 17th, talking
fire.
Fire,
police,
highway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. With a snow date of the March 3rd.
Highway.
Because none of them would be able to come, basically.
That's true.
If one doesn't come, they all don't come.
Their luck of both will have snow days both days. But.
Well, it might, yeah.
So,
okay,
it's all right. At least we're
except for Gumby.
Yet, right?
Yeah.
Not at this time.
Okay.
She asked about scheduling past March 3rd. I said probably not at this time.
No, not yet.
Okay. Almost given the eyes.
What, to you or to us?
I think generalized.
That's about what we can do right now. Hopefully on January 13th, we will have some information pulled together to be able to start our conversation about security and cameras and stuff, because we don't have a lot of time on that December 29th.
Well, I don't know, as of right now, what's rolling into that agenda on the 29th.
My Cucciaro.
Oh.
Everybody jumps on it.
That's right. So there's the whole meeting right there.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec. and every other little thing, anything that comes up. I mean, I don't think we should have anything else scheduled. I think we should just Mike and our others,
Mike
anything that comes up.
Mike and stuff.
Of which there will be some stuff, I'm sure.
Okay.
Mike C. And then we'll aim for, on the 13th, also to talk about facilities.
The 13th of February?
Yeah.
No, January.
January.
Facilities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We should have some good intel by then. And oh, maybe next week at the 29th?
Yeah.
You want to have, you want to report on the, what was her name? I don't know her name, but I know what you're talking about.
Valerie?
Yes.
Yeah. On the 29th, Mike and Elisa report on Valerie. Val. And maybe on the 13th, we'll also talk about, have a preliminary conversation about the office assistant position.
You think on the 13th?
Yeah. Start having a little, at least a little conversation with me about some thoughts, and then we can think about it for a little bit.
Okay.
Not a long convo, but it's a short one.
Okay, just a touch base.
Yeah, because then at least we'll be ready when finance committee comes in to be able to talk about some of the budget stuff, you know, just an overview.
Okay.
What is your plan, Helma, into January? Like, have you guys... Do you have an official end date?
Yeah, what's your countdown counting down to?
Oh, well, it's counting down to December 31st.
Okay.
Is what Mary set it for, however. Okay, what I said is this, or I said a while ago, I will work full time through the first week of January.
Okay, I'm all gone.
And then I will still be employed until February 1st, but I will be on vacation, except if, you know, depending on what Mia would like or thinks she needs through January. It's like if I need to come in part-time through the month of January, I would do that still as an employee.
Okay, that was going to be my question. So it will still come out of the salary line?
Yes.
Okay. Through February 1st?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then come February 1st,
I'm retired.
And I start going out of salary line.
Yes, and then you will start going out of
salary line.
Getting paid
my
out of salary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where's she getting paid from now? That other line?
Transition
account?
Transition
okay.
fee. Okay.
All right.
Got
yeah.
it.
Okay. That's fine. So then anything after February 1st, should it be needed, you would come out as a
consultant
out of the transition.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha. Very good. Okay, thank you. All right, there's a lot there to swallow. See how we do maintaining that. Mail. We've got a lot of mail already.
Okay, let me pull that up before you start zipping through it.
Yeah,
do you
want to
do the other
fast.
Two things?
Sure, while we're pulling this up, feel free.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
The first thing was, would you like to be the signatory for the FERCOG highway bid program for FY27? It has been...
Hi.
Me, town coordinator, I guess the whole time I've been town coordinator, 6 years. I don't have a clue who did it before that. I assume Kara did, but I don't know. And I think it's they're all DocuSign these days, so it's a matter of either town coordinator or highway superintendent. However, it's good. It is good for the town coordinator to know that the document has been signed and completed, and then you can save the signed contract into the select board files.
I don't have a problem with staying as the town coordinator, unless the town coordinator says that they're not comfortable doing that. But I don't.
You
just hit one button.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Well, it's also kind of been a, at least for me, it's like almost like a checks and balance sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
in that before I sign off on it, I would check with the highway superintendent and say, are you okay with the results of all the bits that for Conk has
I think in general, anybody, I'll just say this because I'm not even going to sign this without Helma looking at it. I think in general, anyone who's signing any type of contract, somebody else should be aware of it and be whoever is next responsible for whatever you're signing. And if things can wait, they should wait for a select board vote anyways. Those things that can. Sometimes there's stuff that can't, but... So, do you need us to vote on that?
Yes. If you would vote to appoint Mia as the signatory.
Signatory on...
Or have the town coordinator to continue. On the FERCOG Highway Bid Program...
You want to make that motion, please?
I make the motion that we appoint our town coordinator, Mia, to be authorized to sign for.
Just like Helma said, that's fine.
Yeah. Just like Helma said.
Yep.
The FERCOG Highway Bid Program Agreements.
Right. As you said.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay.
Okay.
The other thing that came in late last week from our dear friend, Robert Ide. And basically to notify us, the police department, and the fire department, that National Grid is rolling out its smart meters program and says the backbone infrastructure, which will allow the meters to function, will be installed within your municipal limits in the coming week, the coming 2 to 6 weeks. So these will be like units, little transmitter units on existing utility poles. So that's like step one in the smart metering. And I will send the whole thing out. He's got pictures and, you know,
is this actually like a little box that gets attached to the...
Yeah.
How high up is that? Does it say?
Well, no, but not too... They're, I don't know, 6, 8...
Reachable by somebody? Walking?
Yeah. I think so.
What happens
there's
when somebody...
There's one already at the new pole... Like, okay, if you're up on, if you're on Corey Stage Road by the fairgrounds and the cemetery, that new pole that they put there, gray box.
One there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
That's something Billy took a picture of and I think sent
it
to you and said,
yes.
What is this?
Yeah, that's one of the units.
And should these be go missing off a pole for some reason, they're responsible to come and replace it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. What do they do? What
smart meters.
They automatically
read
your electric meter.
From a faraway place.
So they don't have to
So that people don't have to come.
They're a meter reader.
That is connected back to
a... They put a new meter on your house.
Yeah.
Or wherever
they
you
did.
Have one.
Yes.
Or they will.
I mean, they will replace...
I don't think National Grid's done it yet,
right? We got a notice in the mail.
Here. They're just starting.
Yeah.
Today.
I just posted it in Corrine already.
Oh, really?
I just want my house.
For the cottage.
Yeah, but we're ever
saying
close,
that if we did not have a smart meter, we needed to have one installed within 30 days. Mm-hmm. But we just had the meter replaced because the old one wasn't functioning at all.
Huh.
So I think, okay.
Hold on.
This is going to be controversial with some of our residents.
Yes,
oh,
it is because of the...
Because of the surcharge, if you don't agree to it...
There's a surcharge of like 30-something dollars
a month.
That's a lot.
And, you know, some people, again, like all other wireless...
Right.
Transmitters of
concerns,
anything.
Issues
concerns.
Issues and concerns.
Health concerns.
Sensitivities, all this stuff.
Sensitivities and all
that. This is coming. Everything is just everything.
And
the way of the world.
There is a bill, and I don't know, it's probably in early stages, but I believe there's a bill at the state level to eliminate the surcharge.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. So this is just notification for us.
Just notification.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
The aliens are landing.
Buckle up. Yeah.
Now begins. All right. Was that it?
That is it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, mail part one, the first three pages we've talked about, that's the proposal for Sawyer Hall, second floor. Then we've got Nancy's resignation, the letter that was already discussed from Meg about the nursing services. And then we have a letter here from the chief to you, Will?
Yes.
And you already received this, yes?
Yeah, I've already received it. And actually, I discussed it with John, sort of a sideline conversation at the last meeting. And he and I are going to talk about it and probably get together after the break.
And then it can be further discussed with the group during budget season, because this is what it's in reference to. In essence, like, when we look at the budget for the police department, and we're going to talk more in depth about, you know, where do those dollars need to, where do we all feel they need to be dispersed to?
Right. I'm glad he's being so thoughtful.
Yeah, no, it's good, because
we
asked him to respond, and he did. So
I appreciate his questions. I'm still confused about our police department. So... Further conversations.
Yes.
Yep.
I think just another follow-up on that with our scheduling, the other thing that kind of allows for, by if they are able to come in on the 17th and the 3rd is open, then if we need to do a follow-up after having that, you know, we don't have to just end it in one night. We could extend it and have further conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Will, thanks for talking more with John on that.
Thank you, Will.
Okay, then we have the notification on the grant. We've talked about that, the ADA improvement grant. I'm going to sign that after the meeting. We've got the September monthly report from the fire department, October monthly report from the fire department. Those are FYIs to get you up to speed. And then we have Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. These are our FY27 fees, proposed fees. So this is info, budget info. That's it in part one. And then in part two.
Right.
taking forever to open.
Mine too. Like turtles here.
Like sometimes I have to download it to be able to read it. Here it comes.
My turtle died. So
your turtle died.
Oh no!
Oh man!
Do you need a cross over its eyes?
Do you need a veterinarian?
Yeah, sure. You want? It's my electronic turtle. You don't specialize in turtles, do you?
Huh?
So I'm up.
Are you good?
Yeah. Specialized.
All right. So the first is, I think two of these talk about the same type of thing.
Yeah.
So this is from Martha Thurber, and then the next one also follows up. But this is about the MSBA decision, getting us into the eligibility period, acceptance into that for the Mohawk Trail project, I guess we can call it, the 2D8T.
Yep. No.
So this was the first step that when they came and explained it to us that we had to get into this eligibility period.
Yes.
And that has happened.
Yep. The heat's finally come on. It's like freezing.
So that's kind of
so
info.
This is exciting. This is
this is the first step. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And those are a bunch of letters there about that for you to all read. Eligibility period, about how long it takes. Now we have a letter to the select board. And since I didn't have a chance to read this all, that's it's great because the person who wrote it, I think, is here.
Standing right here, sitting right here.
Pat?
Yes?
This is about a badminton area proposal. Would you like to provide a synopsis?
Yeah, sure. It's in the space I'm envisioning is in front of the East Building Fire Farm. That's a nice flat surface. If the Council on Aging gets the patio, create a nice recreational area there, it will require taking up those pieces of long plastic stuff that was used to enclose the sandbox, it's kind of nicked everything around, and also taking down that fence. That's it's a maintenance issue, it's shabby, it'll fall off, the nails are facing up, it's bad, it's got to push away.
Yeah.
And it won't cost any money. We have the net, the birdies, and the rackets. It can be moved out of the way, it won't be implanted in the ground. So it's just perfect.
Questions?
Do we have badminton players in town that are excited? Are
all play badminton?
Yes, all right, knees down.
I love badminton.
Yes, we have very excited badminton players.
Do we?
We do.
Do we have excited bocce ball court players too?
Not that I know of, but
I don't know how to play that.
Put it at, build it, and they will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
that's
just,
I
do
not
have
a play ball.
Cool.
That's just a little dream.
Okay, another dream.
A little fantasy.
Totally down with bocce.
But all I'm looking for is kind of an okay that this is the blessing, just a blessing. That this is okay to move forward on.
I don't have a problem with it.
What would be next steps for you?
Seeing about getting those pieces of the playground equipment out of there. The sandbox.
And you talked about moving the sandbox over to the playground area more.
Yes, someday. That sandbox is not really a box anymore. It's just woods laying in the ground.
Okay.
And there's no point in it being there. Same with the preschool fence. It doesn't enclose anything, and there's no piece of it.
Would you have to, would it be some sort of surface or lawn?
Just what's there. You know, it's not going to be, you know,
professional.
Yeah, it's just going to be a place where people can have.
It's just going to be a net and people, I mean, you're not going to have to make lines and ports and all that. You're just a net and. And so then that area wouldn't be fenced in anymore. So it's kind of, would the COA patio just be kind of, you can walk from the sidewalk onto the patio? It's just kind of open.
Yeah, if they do that, but I'm not tying this to the
No, I'm just trying to figure out the whole space and how stuff would
flow.
There is a picture.
There's a picture.
I did. I saw. You know what? I found the diagram hard to read.
Why?
Because for me, it comes across kind of blurry, and I'm like, "What does that say?" But it's. I can get with you later.
Yeah, it's not. It's not so special.
I can also send out her original email that has color.
Oh, color! Great.
Color is helpful.
I got black and white, and
yeah,
I can't read.
The printer doesn't print color.
So okay, or I can just have Pat send it to me.
Well, I might as well send it to all three.
Okay, send it to all three of us.
Yeah, it is much easier to see your color.
Okay, but part of this is also removing the fence.
Yeah, and that fence is an eyesore.
So who's doing that?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if Bob and I have to do it, we'll do it.
I mean, no, Billy and I are not going to let you and Bob do it.
Why not? No, it's going to be done. We'll get people. We've got people.
We have people?
Yeah.
You're looking at them.
Just let us know.
You're looking at them.
Yeah, right there on the side of the table.
Okay.
But really, that fence is an embarrassment.
Well, it needs to be cleaned up after. Good.
So we're okay with removal of the fence?
Yeah.
And disposal of the fence?
Dangerous.
It really is. Take a good breath.
Yeah, no, it needs to go.
I saw your pictures.
Okay.
Great. Now you're going to be the badminton queen.
That's right.
And the webmaster. Webmaster. Oh, she wears so many capes. It's silly.
Not take that master off.
Nuh-uh.
Webadmin.
No. Master.
I'm a master of nothing.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it would be a good thing, a positive thing. I do think we'll get some use, and I have actually heard from some of them before. We're excited about the thoughts. And I hope to have a badminton man inside the gym within the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
Okay.
One that's on wheels and then move to the side. And that will. Badminton and pickleball have the same.
Okay.
The same
lines. Okay.
So, it's very exciting.
Does Bob play badminton?
If I say so.
That's what I was going to say. Does he know?
Bob, it's time for badminton. Now we go.
Oh, I'd like to see that coming.
Okay.
Well, I know.
Go for it.
In his positivity bubble.
Yes. Wide smile.
I'm afraid that little bubble is getting some wrinkles.
Is that? Tell him I said, put some air in it.
Pump it up,
Bob. Pump it up.
Oh,
up the bubble.
Well, Pat, thank you. I really
thank you,
appreciate
Pat. Yes.
Your initiative to bring all these recreational opportunities to our community. Really,
yes.
People
yes.
love this pickleball. I mean, I talk to folks, and they are just so jazzed about it.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Right.
Yes,
I really love it.
That's good. It's great.
Yeah, it's part of
the
project. Yep. To do this stuff.
Something. Well, you're doing it.
Thank you, too.
So we keep balance. Well, thank you, Max. Okay.
And the last piece of mail is another update from Nick on the November.
Yep.
And that's all she wrote. What else we got? Anybody? Will?
Nothing.
Elisa?
I feel like I had something, but it's gone.
Helma?
Helma, anything?
Do you guys have anything of left?
No, I was just trying to figure out.
Oh, okay.
I guess the other thing is Nia and I will be out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
Sure. So, yes. Is there a recording on the machine when you do that? Or do you check phones while? I don't know how that works. Just that the office is closed? Or
yeah, they're probably.
I put a message on email.
But I think when someone calls in, I think can you leave a message that says that the town coordinator office is closed because they go to Friday? It's a good practice. I want you to learn how to change the message.
Okay.
I just think it's good clarity.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
Okay. Given that,
I'll take a motion.
Tomorrow.
I make a motion we adjourn at 8:21 p.m.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, I.
Will, I.
Robin, I.
Thank you.